愛に燃える投資があるなら巨大な敵を撃てよ撃てよ撃てよ、正義の怒りをぶつけろガンダム機動戦士ガンダム。
Well, yeah, that's because we're all trying to figure out what the fuck is going on right now, because all of our shit was, like, all fucked up. So, fun times. As Nick tries to kill himself.
Yep. I got two mics. One that works, one that doesn't.
Death becomes Nick. It's fine. Ah, damn it. Tiny-ass fucking room. Max and relax.
Although it's funny, because it's... Does the computer say we're live, or?
Yes.
Well, the cell phone says we're live.
Yeah, we are live.
Huh, well, for some reason, mine's not giving me that we're live.
L-I-V-E, live.
Because it doesn't like you. I don't like you either.
And yes, we are changing the name on the...
Oh, website. Well, there, now it says it's live. Okay, so
oh,
let's
no.
do the thing.
Phone.
Fucking goddamn
just
it.
Outside of arm's reach.
Force,
too lazy.
Damn it. Force.
Force. Some
force
damn it. Those are shoes,
ass.
Not force.
Yes, but now it's closer to arm's reach.
Fair enough.
Use the force of my feet, damn it. Alrighty. Well, while Bill's getting that set up, happy Saturday. Welcome back. Holiday break is over.
So what we is doing today, Mad Dog, is we's
currently
going over
fucking
some...
with the mics.
Yeah, we's trying to figure out why the fuck our shit don't work.
It's because we haven't used it in over a month.
Right?
It's like, hey.
To be fair, these cords have lasted us an awful long fucking time.
Well, let's
on a
see, how old's
buy.
The board?
Right. The board is... God, I bought that when we went to the con for the first time for the panel.
So
that would have been
five
like
or 6 years,
two or three, I think.
No, we did three panels. Did do one this year, so it'd be 4 years, at least.
Yeah, fair enough. Why the fuck am I getting buzzes?
Uh-oh.
Oh, it's Discord.
Oh, I need to turn down the quality of this. I don't need to see stuff.
Because Blue Bomber did a... Oh, okay. Blue Bomber threw down in the Discord. That will be why. Okay.
And Mad Dog, we are not technically viewing a show today. But we are viewing
Although,
a show today.
Right.
I kind of have some good news for those who were wondering when we were doing the Batman. I now have the images for us to cover the Gotham Batman.
So,
cool.
So then Gotham will be on the next superhero thing starting out, then we'll move into what we're doing.
Right.
The next full one, yes.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, we finished Spidey last time, and now, like we said, before the holiday break back in December, I don't know if anyone else remembers, I sure as hell kind of almost don't because I slept a little bit since then.
I don't know what the next superhero is we're doing in terms of once we get out of Gundam.
I do.
The next episode is something for Shane.
Yeah.
And then the next episode, after episode 200, 201 has already been decided also, hasn't it?
I think it's going to be the final and then the first ones of the final of the last Sentai and the first images of the new one.
Yeah, because we already did a first impressions of that Sentai. Now we have to go over and give it the label.
The last, yeah, yep. The final.
And then we have to go over these new guys that are coming out. That'll be a single episode. That's 201. And then I think we're already planning 202 and going on from there. Our hope is that we get to 210 and we could do the next series review if things pan out properly.
And I'm hoping to have all the images of Gam because, God, there's a lot of forms within forms.
It's hardcore.
The fucking fruity writers.
It's fucking hardcore, dude.
I can believe that.
Yo, dog.
Which, by the way, for
the
people...
We heard you liked forms.
Right.
So we put some forms in your forms so you can fill out forms while you're filling out forms.
Exactly. And for the people who have been here for a couple of minutes with us and haven't quite done the refresh thing yet? Yes, Bill finally updated it. So, no, we're not on Spider-Man. We're doing some Goondam today.
So to let you know,
so Nick, we can do that.
There are 10 core writers from the TV series.
God.
10 from the TVs and specials. And that's not counting their forms within forms.
Awesome.
So, either way.
So, yeah, fuck on that when we get to that.
Right.
So,
that is awesome.
So, what I'm going to do is I'm going to take that Sunday night / my Monday off, and I'm going to bring a bottle of rum or something, and every time we see a dumbass thing, I'm going to take a shot.
And then we will go pump his stomach after the show.
Yep. Right? And I'll be crashing on your couch or dying on it. One or the other.
Yeah, but taking him to the hospital is expensive. Can't we just go down to the hardware store and, like, buy a plunger and just...
That'll work.
But yes, we are doing quite a few things today, including me going back to my apartment after we're done with all this. Well, my old apartment, because my old landlord is a cockweasel, and getting all the rest of my shit, getting everything
cock-weasel.
Clean.
Weasel el cocke.
Indubitably.
So, let's go ahead and drop this so we can get it out of the way. Repload Bill, William Bush.
Seth Lovell, Sario.
Scott Action Jackson.
Shane McCree, Proto Guy.
And Nick Bennett, Lone Paladin.
Hey guys, I know you're about to get your podcast on, so I'll be quick. If at any time you feel like dropping your own opinion into what we're talking about, head on over to FandomNight.com and all of the contact information for every single one of our shows, including the one you're about to watch, is there. All right, guys, I'll leave you alone. Okay.
It's going to be a little weird. We're down to four mics today, so Scott and Shane have to share.
Which is kind of easy, because to be fair, Shane doesn't say shit unless Bill forces him to actually say shit.
Plus, Shane is still working on his coffee.
Morning coffee to wake up.
And this is Gundam, so Scott has little to give a shit.
Yeah, so right. Mostly Shane during the Gundam stuff.
He'll peek. He'll perk up a little bit once he sees some cool shit. Like Sand Rock.
So, are we ready to start?
I suppose. And I don't think he's going to see a Sand Rock because we're in 0079.
Yep, this will be covering 0079. This is the Universal Century 0079, the 1 Year War, the first series.
Sweet. That's a lot.
I wasn't fucking around.
Yeah.
This is all the suits that appear in the series as far as I remember. I did this mostly off the top of my head. I'm also going to say this real quick. I excluded all vehicles and armors.
Because that's way too much shit.
So you won't be seeing the Grabro or the Browbro or even the Big Zom, though I
aww,
almost made an exception. There is a picture of the Big Zom.
I think I'm just going to just pick the Big Zom.
Yeah, there is one picture of the Big Zom in all this mess, but it's not got its own category because it was a mobile armor. We also left out major vehicles like the Gao, the Pegasus-class battle cruisers, and the Magellans, and things of that nature.
Yeah, fair enough.
20 points deducted from Blue Bomber for this stream.
Fair
what
enough.
What happened?
Negative probably. 20 points is what he sits at right now.
Well, I had to leave the chat because I forgot my charger back home, which is like an hour away now, especially in snow and rain and ice and sleet and hail and tornadoes. And
I don't has mine up here, sorry.
So,
his favorite Gundam is Starscream from Go, Go, GoBots.
Okay, are we ready? We are going to start with the MS-05B Zaku 1. Ready, Shane?
It's Shane's favorite.
Yes.
Especially when I fly around and not die to Amuro in it.
Right.
By hugging space trash.
Let's bring him over
Gundam
here.
The Gundam games are so good. There you go, Shane. It's your
now,
favorite.
Now, Shane, I purposely knew that we were going to have to add certain things. What am I doing with that?
You want, if you want the chat in here, you're there.
The
chat's he's
right
got
here.
The chat right in front of him on the laptop, homie.
Yeah, he was talking about
the
chat.
I put the chat on the
which app. I don't need chat, to be fair.
Okay.
I got a calculator.
I purposely did this. This, when we do these, because I know there's going to be alternative color schemes, if I knew about some of them, I put them in. So we're starting with the black TriStars. These were their Zaku 1s. They're still Zaku 1s, but this will give you an idea that the paint schemes are not definitive when it comes to Gundam.
No, it's right. Like the Federation usually did white, blue, and red.
Yes.
The Zeons usually stuck with
they
green.
They were usually greens.
Like a kind of a camo green. Not like camouflaged dun green, just like the primary color that you would get for camo green. So it'd be
like the black TriStars were black and purple.
Yep. Because they were a specialty unit.
Much like how Char had his crimson reds.
So did Johnny.
Yeah.
Stupid Char stealing all of Johnny's kills.
Right.
Okay, next.
Stupid Johnny not being as good as Char.
That's your standard Zaku 1.
He was good as Char.
Yep, that's why he is no longer a pilot.
That was actually, he's not dead.
I know.
Johnny's not dead.
He's fucked up.
Yeah. He is fucked up, but he's not dead.
See, there you go. There's the standardized.
Yes, that is the standard color and design for the Zaku 1.
And that Zaku 1's about to get fucked on because that's a beam saber.
Yep, all he has is a heat hawk.
Yeah,
he's
in some trouble.
Shane, Seth, how did heat hawks work for you guys in our tabletop Gundam game?
Fuck you! you kept taking legs and arms, bitch!
I don't want to kill nobody!
I don't know, it's like I took a butter knife to your Gundam.
Right.
Next!
Oh, look at him! There he is, Shane!
That rendering is...
Let me tell you something. Colors mean a lot for the Zaku.
I believe, and I could be very wrong, but I think that's
Reboot?
PlayStation 2.
Yeah. I think that's a game.
The way the design looks like it's from Reboot.
I get that. It's that early, but I believe this was PlayStation 2 game. Pretty sure that's where this came from. Next. That is from the new game.
Right.
They look like they do
Night
like
and day,
better.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know,
especially since, I was about to say it hadn't changed over yet from
really
the laptop
I could
on
play,
the screen. So you
play
can
play some Battle Operations 2. Still haven't
it's,
replaced the.
It's actually neat that Blue Bomber is bringing up that he loves the skirts. Later on, that would be a derogatory statement used by the Federation to describe enemy units. They called them skirts.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Next. Oh, yes.
Sweet-ass
nice.
Blue one.
That's Rumble.
That's Rumble Roll Zaku 1.
Rumble Roll.
Dude.
Fucking blue one.
That dude is cool as shit.
Listen,
yeah, he
color,
is.
Color schemes mean a lot. And, like, the basic green that we just saw, it's okay.
It's fine.
Right.
But, like, the black TriStars were awesome. Rumble,
yes, that
Rumble's
color scheme.
Rumble's was awesome.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, Rumble's is, like, a deep, kind of like a cobalt blue with a turquoise body, so.
Yeah.
Which is fine because it makes it stand out, you know, because the Zaku ones were mass-produced mobile suits.
Right.
You had to make yours look different.
Paint jobs make them look different, and some paint jobs actually make it look, it makes it stand out, make it look a lot better. Like I said, the black TriStars with their purple and black.
Yep.
Him,
yep.
Rumble with his blue. I mean, green's okay, but
and you had to be a hell of a pilot to let, in order for the engineering corps to go out of its way to repaint your suit the way you wanted it, you had to fucking mean something, because they were in war. They didn't have time to paint your shit.
And,
yep.
And
fucking just give me a bucket of lacquer and some fucking dye. I got this shit. I'll do it myself.
And hopefully Bill got the picture.
Also, to be fair,
red one.
I am going to point out, I left out the MS-05 for one reason. His head.
Fair enough.
The MS-05B has the antenna.
Yep.
Yeah.
Got a horn. It's fine. He's cool.
Yeah.
I mean, that's pretty much the difference.
Right.
Hey, at least the upside
they were
is
higher performance, but all those components are in the inside of it.
Yes.
I kind of like the color scheme of this. The
yeah.
blue on top of the blackish
kind of
gray, whatever.
And then the turquoise.
Yeah.
Yep.
And the little thing on the shoulder reminds me of a badge, so.
Yes,
right.
this was the family symbol of Rumble Rawl's house.
Yep.
And it was on all of his units, and this was his primary color scheme for any unit he took out on the field.
If you like this color scheme, you're going to continue to see this color scheme.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Rumble. Lots. Yeah. Next.
That's the black TriStars, I believe.
Yes, it is.
Yes.
And Dangerous approaching.
I am worried about it.
And if you notice
that, Amuro Ray will save us.
And if you notice that each one of them had a number 3-2-1.
Yes.
Yeah, which is what I was just looking at.
Gaia
I was trying to
Gaia
see.
Gaia was number one.
Yes.
Mash was number two, and Ortega was number three.
Yep.
Ortega!
Yeah, they were famous for sticking together in Battlefield, and they created an attack called the Jet Stream, which seemed to work on everything.
Except for Amuro.
Until they fought Amuro Ray, and he stepped on the first guy's head, and he was like, what the fuck?
Yep.
Because he did like a little flippy move, and then suddenly he was kicking all the ass. And,
next.
Oh, what the shit?
Pretty sweet. Oh,
that's one of the original color schemes they used was the
yes
tan ish.
Yeah.
Oh, in the back here.
That's a.
No, in the back that's a.
That's a Gelgoog.
Yeah, Gelgoog.
Oh yeah, I forgot they did the brown for like the desert combat, but sometimes they still use those in space for some damn reason.
Yep. This is the reason I tried to include different colors because I wanted to make it known that. If you were, like, there are white versions, white and blue speckles that
yep.
fought in, like, Antarctica and shit like that.
Yep.
Wherever their surroundings were, they
yeah.
tried to match.
And there's also an urban camo Zaku.
Right.
Yep.
So those were things that did exist. So the color schemes, while they became somewhat normal in the show where you just kind of expected green Zakus and whatnot, 80% of the Zakus you were seeing were, like, landing on Jaburo and shit like that. So.
Yep.
So on the chat, somebody just asked, has anyone seen G Gundam? Hey, Bill, what's my favorite mobile suit?
Oh, God. What's his real name?
I mean, it's the God
yeah.
Gundam.
Mm-hmm.
But here in the U.S., it was Burning Gundam. Still to this day, my favorite mobile suit. He is so fucking short.
Yeah.
We have played so many games. We're like, yeah, these are pretty much to scale. Me and Bill were playing, what was it, Assault 3?
Oh, wait. I think there is a Satan, but I can't remember.
Gundam.
There is a Devil
Master
Gundam.
Master Gundam is
yeah.
Devil Gundam.
Yeah.
Yes.
We were playing, it was, I think, Battle Assault 3 a couple weeks ago when I was over hanging out.
Yes.
Bill was running around in the new Gundam. I was running around in Burning. We ended the level right next to each other. Bill starts dying, and I'm like, what? He's like, fucking look how small you are. I was like, oh, great, I'm up to your dick.
Yeah.
Nice.
Here. It's like half the size of the new Gundam.
I'm like, right. Now that we're victorious.
I'm like, no, you get the fuck away from me.
Next. Okay, that's them. They're done. Zaku 1, grade them.
Zaku 1, I'm going to start it off with a 3. It's a pretty basic mobile suit. It's got some neat aesthetics, but I also know what's coming up, because I've seen a lot of this
right.
throughout the years. Zaku 2s look better than these.
Yeah, that's kind of true, but at the same time, I'm still going to give these guys probably a 3.2 myself, just because when it comes down to it, I mean, they basically were the fucking backbone, all of them. The ones, the twos, all of it. So, I mean, the fact that these were the ones that actually started in the war and continued pretty much through, what, three-quarters of it before released the
two?
Zaku 2s never really went out of style.
The Zaku's right. primary look and design is still used in series today.
Right.
Hell, I think what was it, the Hijacks or the Hijacks or something like that?
They're pretty much souped-up Zaku's.
They're just Zaku's.
Right. So that's what I mean. It's
like
a 3.2.
Their heads are a bit different, but
right.
they're still Zaku's.
Yeah, I'll give it a 3. Yeah, I think that this is a standard, and we will be going from here, and this pretty much sets... You're going to see this design a lot.
Yeah.
Like I said, different colors make a difference.
Mm-hmm.
If we were just basing it on just the plain green, I'd give it a 3. But because I saw different colors, and you know I like that, I'm going to give it a 3.3 because of the
black
Tri-Stars. And I know he didn't, Bill didn't show the...
I didn't get it. I thought about it. I even had a decent picture of it, but I left him out on purpose.
I
yes, I did.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what, the Sharzaku
There
one?
Is a Sharzaku 1.
Yes.
3.
And it is a... It is red. I mean...
Obviously.
That's all yeah. it is red with some black.
Right.
Right.
No,
you're
good.
These are our standard.
So, it's a 3.1. Moving on.
These are basic bitch... Zeon mobile suits.
Okay, we are moving on to the MS-06F Zaku 2.
Blue there Bomber just lost 30 more points in the stream.
What just happened now?
Give it a new arm, then it's a different Gundam.
Damn it.
Negative 50 points total.
No, these are legitimately different.
Yeah.
This is what would become the Zaku 2. This would become the standard operational suit that pretty much was the backbone of Zeon.
Right.
And it's...
standard green.
It's way better than the Zaku 1.
Right.
It's got the shoulder shield.
Yep, it has the Heat Hawk.
Got
it
added spikes. Pauldron.
Yep, its arms are thicker and have extra layers of plating armor. Yep. It can handle more weapons. It has a higher mobility system, which is the reason the cords and everything have been added.
Yep. That way then it can hit to the booster jets in the back.
They can also put on...
They can carry snipers. They have the standard machines that you have there.
A
and a bazooka, yes.
And the bazooka.
There's a set of leg missiles that can be attached, and then extra ammo can be carried on the shield.
Yep. Trying to think.
Clips are also held on the back.
Yep.
Like right on the bottom of its butt where that hole is, there's an extra clip for this gun.
And you also have to be careful when you fight a Zaku, too. If you hit it in the right spot, it will nuclear explode.
Yep.
Because it has a...
the Monadsky Particle Generator, if it's hit direct and it overloads, the explosion is severe. Happens a lot in the series because in space, it's not as dangerous. In the colony, Amuro accidentally blew a hole in the side of the colony by killing one.
Yep.
Because he hit it in the wrong spot.
Yep. Next...
and there's their blue.
Yep.
Start doing your juga juga.
So that's the blue.
Nope, this is still just a Zaku green. He's being
it's
shot
just
upon.
It's the light is.
Yeah.
Well, the light makes it look...
Yep.
Actually, because it makes it look like it's blue and gold a little bit.
Yep.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to remember, the standard armament for Zaku's were the cracker grenades, Heathawk...
Yep.
And that's a 30-millimeter machine gun, right?
They have the machine gun. They also have the bazooka and then the leg launchers.
Yep. And then there's certain ones that use the Magellan top cannon as a sniper rifle.
Yes, that's true, too. Later on, those were actually used. And I think...
but usually when you see Zakus, they've got the 30-millimeter machine gun.
Yes, that's the basic.
Right.
There is also an odd variant of the Zaku, which is not in here because he did not appear in the series. In the original first-run series, it didn't appear, so I didn't put him in here. I almost did. There is a variant of the Zaku, which its armament is toned down so that it can be used as a sniper.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Next.
That glossy green.
Right. Yep.
30th anniversary model.
Yep.
Oh, that's a perfect grade. Is that one of the metal ones?
I wouldn't know offhand. Hmm. I don't have a Zaku 2, strangely enough. I used to. I used to have a couple of them, but then, like, after...
we've got Zaku 2s.
After Regina and whatnot,
Char Zaku
I lost
2s.
A lot of them.
That's my favorite Zaku.
Next.
And then,
I wonder why, Shane.
You know why. And these are your mass-produced mobile suits. These are the ones that they just spat out. Get out there and fight. Oh, that one's destroyed. Build another one. Send it out.
Pretty much. That's exactly what these became.
You know, like I said, this one has the bazooka, like we were talked about. Since I can't see the side of it, I think I know it still has the arm shield, but I don't know if it has the extra missiles for the bazooka. Because of how he's... standing, I can't tell. But yeah.
Next!
And then right there, you got your standard machine gun. That's because, like you said,
yep, that's 30-millimeter machine
that's
gun.
That's what they went at. That is your most basic Zaku.
Now, here's the funny thing. We haven't got to the Federation side. What did they carry standard for their GIMs?
Beam rifles.
Yeah.
Yep.
These poor bastards were shooting hot lead.
Well, you guys
and the GIMs are like, we shoot fucking space lasers.
What you also got to remember is that mobile suits were created by the Principality first. That's why they were winning the war at the beginning. They were the Federation was getting overrun by these humanoid looking machines that were all over the place, and they were hard to hit because they were so small.
Yeah, but they carried the same firepower equivalent to be able to take down Magellan-class battle cruisers.
So the Federation's like, Can we get on in that? We want some of that.
Can we get some of that over there? Give me a little bit of that, please.
Right.
Sir, they're kicking our ass. Yes.
And I mind.
And by the way, just to throw it out, because I did look, the MS-06S, I found the Sharzaku 2. It is plastic. It's just a 160 scale is all.
Okay.
Next.
I was just curious.
At least for the perfect grade.
We're done here. That's the Zaku 2. Grade him. $152.
I like the design a lot more than the original. They added some stuff, and it didn't make it busy work. They actually made it functional for it.
Yeah, right. It all looks like armament. It has a legitimate purpose.
It's like, hey, I don't feel like I'm going to, I don't know, die immediately the second I come out. Yeah,
right.
But, hey, guys, how's it? Oh, shit, so cool!
Well, to be fair, at the beginning of the war, you would have felt unstoppable in that thing. When Amuro came out, you were like, nope, turning around.
No, well, Amuro does that, and
In the first right. episode, there's a couple of these guys that make it into the colony.
Mm-hmm.
One guy decides that he's going to make his name just like Shar Aznable through actions. Actions are what's going to make me the man. I'm not walking away from Project V. I'm going to destroy the suits right fucking now. So he shoots at it, and it stands up, and he's like, what the shit? So he shoots it again, and Denim says, but that's impossible. The rifles are useless against it. Because whatever that thing was that stood up, these have been untouchable.
Yep.
They are the full reason for the Principality winning the war, and all of a sudden the Gundams stood up one day and they were like, son of a bitch!
Yeah. Basically, these are your most iconic of the Principality's mobile suits.
Right.
This could be, and I get that Gundam is the star of the show, but this could literally be the most iconic face in Gundam. The Zaku could very well be the most iconic suit ever made.
Well, it'd be fair, they were the first...
they were the first on screen.
They were the first actual mobile suits. We're not talking about the fucking ones that were plugged up.
Oh, yeah.
And we're not talking about the Zaku fucking tank things they had in Origin.
You love the
what
Zaku
fucking
tank.
What, like 10-year-old Char fucking piloted? We're not
that was cool.
We're not talking about that. We're talking
you shut
like,
up.
These are the fucking, these are the OG, I mean, Zaku's, not Zaku 2's, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
These were the ones that you saw first. This is getting a 4.
Yeah, I'll back that. I think this design is a 4. I think it's super ridiculously solid and functional. I could see that it's defended on one side where it shoots from. I could see that the cords make sense to me. I could tell it must move better than the original. It's definitely more protective. It looks like it actually functions. About the only thing holding it back is it still has that stupid axe, but what are you going to do?
Well, that's true. Honestly...
And its armament makes you allowed to launch in just about any situation and prep for that situation.
Right.
I'm going to give it a 3.9 for one reason. It would have got a 4. It's got one fatal weakness. So stupid hoses. You clip a hose, you ain't moving.
Yeah.
You go, oh, shit.
Yep.
Well, guess I'm just going to sit here.
Which sure doesn't
happen. Gundam shoots me.
It doesn't happen very often, but I have seen weird circumstances where the cord gets cut.
Like, it doesn't happen very often, believe it or not. I mean, they stick out. You would think it would happen more
often. Yeah, you would think it happens a lot.
I know fucking Amuro grabbed a guy's face hose
and purposely ripped the face hose off and disabled the cameras.
Yep. But believe it or not, that does not happen very... I mean, you have like... I'm joking. You launching that, you got maybe a 5% chance of... your hose being clipped.
No, right. you have a 95% chance that the Gundam's going to shoot you in the cockpit.
Well, that's why when you launch, if you see that thing, you'd be like, "Oh no, you defeated me! Eject!"
Yep. Right.
I'll just die in space.
No, you got life support.
Actually,
you got life support.
Actually, there was no ejection system for these poor people. The front could open up and they could jump out of it.
Well, fuck on that.
Yeah. If
3.8.
Once you were
no
in here,
no ejection system.
Once you were in here, you were fucking dedicated, and it wasn't until later, even into the Gundam's life, that they created the core separation system where there was a core fighter inside the belly. So if the top of it was destroyed, it would eject the top and fly out and become a core fighter.
Yep.
Don't take the venom.
It's kind of what it is.
Kind of, yeah.
Chords.
But for this one, I'm going to give it a 3.5 myself. And the only reason being is because, again, while I like this design and I like these units, there are better units coming.
Oh, I know.
That's my only downfall to that. But are you jumping in or no?
2.5.
Okay.
The MS-06F was rolled out during the Battle of Loom. It were in very small quantity, and even a good portion of the pilots did not want them. A good portion of the people that fought decided to purposely keep to their units that they were experienced with, rather than switch.
Understandable.
Hey, at least it wasn't, you know, hey, we got this new Zaku model out. Would you like to pilot it? Yeah, that sounds cool.
So
all right, sweet.
Get?
We just need to chop your arms and legs off.
Right. Zaku 2 gets a 3.56. Moving on.
Yeah, okay.
You got to be careful with losing limbs. I'll replace them with sticks.
We're now at the MS-06S Zaku 2 Commander type.
But then you can pilot the Zaku 3, Shane.
Oh, yeah, the Psycho Zaku.
Ooh. Yeah.
Well, this is something Shane... This is one of Shane's all-time favorites.
Yep, because it's the 6.
Yes.
I'm not going to.
This
or
is the
MS-06S
MS-06S Zaku 2 Commander type, high mobility unit.
You know what the S's are, Shane, don't you?
Shitty! Not skid.
Char.
Char spelled with a C, fool.
Yes, I know, but he got the designation 06S.
Well, as you know, not much has changed.
Really, nothing has changed on it, other than it's
they were given a horn.
Yep.
Given a horn.
Yeah, they were given
if
the
you're
antenna
talking,
horn.
If you're talking about... an aesthetic like difference, it's the horn.
From what I understand, the mobility was a little higher.
Yeah.
Not on that
the,
one. Yeah.
The pieces inside were of higher caliber. They were basically, if you proved yourself in battle in the Zaku 2, they felt you were an ace pilot. They felt you needed to live. This was the highest maintenance they could do for the Zaku 2, the top of the line they could give you.
Yep.
Hopefully you live longer.
Mobility's no joke. The Red Comet got less. He purposely took less armor on his Zaku 2 because he was fast as shit.
You know what?
Yep.
Three
on
times
you,
the
assholes,
normal travel
that's
speed.
Actually Johnny's. No,
that would be
kidding.
Amazing. Yeah.
Yeah, that would be amazing.
Next.
Like, what? Because Johnny also had a red Zaku 2 that he piloted around.
Yep.
And everyone was like, oh, shit, the Red Comet. And I'm like, no, guys, that's Johnny. Okay, whatever.
Nick.
What's up?
It's lightish red.
Yeah, they got a name for that. You want to know what it is? It's called pink.
But
this RVB throwback.
This is from Origin.
Yes.
We really got to... Okay, in Origin, they really showed you when Char sat into his Zaku 2 and took off, and he was literally flying through space like a damn comet
because
he was going so fast. You could see him in the cockpit like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
This has got some fucking kick to it.
Mm-hmm.
They don't really show it to you in the series because by that time he was already kind of used to it.
Right.
But Origin really showed you that. It didn't take him long to get used to it, obviously.
Right.
But when he first launched, he's like, motherfucker, that's got some kick.
No, it's like when you get a new car or something. Like, it takes a couple minutes,
takes
and then you're like, hold on.
Gas and, I don't know, the brakes.
Yeah.
Now, Origin, because it came out later, obviously, because the original series came out in 1979.
Yes.
And Origins came out in, like, 2015?
Yeah.
Sounds about right, yeah.
They added, like, decals and stuff to his. So, as you can see, he has the Principality symbol, and he has all these little details that, in the original series, it was just a plain red Zaku 2.
Yes, it very much was.
But there's nothing wrong with the plain Zaku 2. It was the best Zaku 2.
I see. Mm-hmm. Next.
It was and there, look how sweet that thing. Oh, he took a beating. Look at his face. Somebody
just a little bit.
Somebody punched him in the face.
It must have been the EZ-8.
Now, here's where little differences...
Oh, wait, no, the head's still there. Never mind.
Here's where the super, super, super little differences do come in. Like on the front of the feet here.
Yes, he does have boosters, it looks like.
Yes, and on the back of the heels, not just in the middle of the heel, but in the back of the heels on the calves, these were those little extra things that were added... That kept the commanders alive. They walked faster, kicked faster, moved faster, dodged better.
Well,
it wasn't much,
I mean,
but
it
was a
the
big
high
deal
mobility
in battle.
Type, so it makes sense to have extra little boosters on there.
Right.
Gotta be fast.
But Char's
God, his shield is all fucked too.
Dude, he
he must have been in a hardcore battle.
But he's standing there victorious. So.
Right.
Next.
And now this is the original.
Yes, this is more based on the original when he appeared in the anime. So I purposely went out of my way to get something that kind of referenced.
No decals or nothing. Right. Just a plain red Zaku 2. Nothing wrong with it. It still looks nice. It sticks out. He definitely stuck out on the battlefield when you see all these green Zakus coming
in. And then suddenly red, and you're like, what the fuck? Christmas!
And you're like, yeah. What is that flying around? What the fuck? I can't hit the damn thing! Except for Amuro could, but that's not fair. But no, like I said, you know, Char's is like...
Yes, I realize the high mobility line exists and was technically implemented after Char, but... The battle data that was accumulated from the commander class is what created that line. It was mentioned in the chat.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
I'm reading chat,
yes,
too.
There is a legitimate high mobility line that was released,
and yes,
and it's pretty much indistinguishable.
And that's right. The only difference between the two, in my opinion. What's it? Super Wiki says, ironically, Johnny's is redder than Char's, and that's true.
Yes, it is. Yes. It's a deeper red.
He has a darker red.
But he was often confused for Char on the battlefield.
Which is how Char got such a high kill count.
Yes, there's also a lot of rumors that indicate that some of Johnny's kills ended up going to Char, and Char just didn't argue with it because he needed that boost to become their big motherfucker and be unquestioned in the fleet for what he was planning.
To be honest with you, I don't blame the guy, to be fair.
Right.
Probably
next.
Done the same. Nick's getting all these kills, and I'm getting the credit. I'm like, thanks, Nick.
Yeah, except I would shoot you.
Now this is
like, boom! Oh man, Gundam, damn!
Now this is definitely the original,
mm-hmm.
because it has the darker red for the torso, and then it's got the
kind of pink,
everything else. Yes.
Next,
and
kick.
There's some original for you, Shane.
Yeah.
Now, as you can see, this is obviously Amuro's first time in space.
And as you can see, this animation was done in 1979 on a super low budget.
Yes, it was.
Okay, so what we need now is we need the chat to quickly go ahead and caption this picture.
There we are.
Good.
That kick is badass. He just
it is. It's to be fair, it didn't really do anything.
It did nothing, but well, it shook the shit out of him.
Yep.
Well, to be fair, when the Zaku shot him, he was, like, shaking a little bit, because impact is still going to shake it. Even if you're standing there not taking damage, you're still going to feel it.
Right.
Amuro got kicked in the... And that's where the cockpit's at, by the way. I just want to let you know. He got kicked in the cockpit.
Are you sure?
Yes, because...
Yeah.
Because that looks more like the cockpit, not the cockpit.
It's just the angle... If I recall, he got kicked in the chest.
Because that looks more like getting kicked in the dick to me, but I'll take your word for it.
That comes down to animation of the time. Yes, he was kicked almost directly in the cockpit during that hit.
I mean, regardless,
it even
shows he shakes
violently inside that thing, and he's even scared when it happens.
Char was going for the kill.
Yeah, he was going for the kill.
And it's a good thing he had a Gundam.
Yes, it asked.
Because if it was a Gim, he would have been dead.
He would have been dead.
Yeah, he would have.
Okay, Shane.
5, you know me.
I
figured you would for no real reason.
Right.
Okay, because of the fame behind it, he gets a 4.1 instead of a 4.
He gets a 4 this time because the higher mobility cuts down on the whole, hey, I've got hoses thing.
3.8.
I'm going to go 3 for this lightish red.
Okay.
It's pink!
3.98 for Char. Moving on.
All right. We are going to the MS-07B
Goof! This is one of Bill's favorites.
This is easily one of my all-time favorites.
I mean, Goofs are pretty fucking sweet. I like the customs better.
I love this suit.
You like Packards?
Yeah.
I used the shit out of this suit.
Big chain gun shield.
Yep.
Rumba didn't have a chance to... modify his before he got launched into it.
This is no Zaku, boy! No Zaku!
Yep.
Yes.
He had the heat rod. He had the heat saber.
Yep.
Instead of just the normal sword.
Dude. When something comes along, you must whip it.
Yes.
Yeah, pretty much.
Actually,
hey,
yes.
Hey, Seth!
This is one
of... Seth, how did the whip go for you in our tabletop game?
Well, if he would have landed it, you'd have been pissed.
Yeah, that's true. But instead, all he did is he goes, here we go, and hit an electrocute. We're going to turn off the... Ah, fuck. Okay, hold on to me.
No. The best part was, I hit him with it.
God damn it, I flood the
I shut him down with like a three. Seth is like, fuck you. Bam, restart. I'm like, shit. Do it again. Zap two, bitch. Restart. Yeah, fuck you, Seth. Zap one last time. Rerolled 98. Oh.
Well, fuck.
Yep. This is easily my all-time.
Restart now, asshole.
This is my favorite suit in the original series. This is my favorite pilot in the original series. And this right here, if you catch me online, this is what's coming at you. Mm-hmm. I literally specialize in the guff.
And this one is the close range. Not really any kind of firepower. This one is up in your face. The custom one, which I don't know if you got pictures of that one.
I do.
Okay. When we get to there, I'll continue.
Yeah, because I like the custom better in this version, but I really like this version.
This version's neat. I like it.
Next. That is Maku Ave's. That was
his
custom.
You know, it's weird to see him, you know, not in a gyne dying.
Yes.
Right.
Hey, listen, his goo.
And yes, I know I said his name wrong. That's on purpose. It's my personal joke.
Maka Uwe. Dumb shit bastard.
Next.
I mean, that goof looks cool. His gyne is not cool.
Right.
None of them are cool. And I've seen other variants, and they still look stupid. That's just a piece of shit. I don't care what anybody says. That's a dumbass fucking mobile suit.
But this isn't. This is a cool mobile suit.
And this is still Rumble's. This one's actually... this is from the series, actually. You can tell because of the animation.
Yep.
Amuro did not like fighting this thing.
Well, no shit!
And I actually think that if you analyze the fight and the way it went down, if this had not been his first time launching in this unit, if Rumba had had time to actually test this unit on battle instead of literally testing it in first wave combat, he would have killed Amuro.
Yep.
I think for sure he would have won that fight. He'd have killed Amuro. He wasn't used to this thing yet. He didn't know what its capabilities were or how to push the unit or what to do. And Amuro was not at that skill level yet to match Rumba.
No, not yet.
Hey, Bill, somebody's asking why there's a hole in the shield.
You know, that is a legitimate question.
You know, I've always noticed
I have no fucking clue.
I've never actually known why.
Let me try and guess to shoot through.
Well, I mean, he can see through it with the mon eye. Maybe that's the idea. Maybe it's like an old night shield that had that little thing on the fin on the top.
Sticking a barrel through there.
So he could put it forward and move at you, maybe?
No, so that way, like...
So he could see while walking.
Towards the cockpit to get an extra layer of defense.
You never see him do it, but it's the only thing that makes sense. Because there's no guns that he has that could shoot from the angle he's in. I doubt he's going to throw the heat rod through it. That doesn't make any damn sense.
No, because right. Then it would just get tangled up.
Yeah.
Okay, I got it!
It's a really weird... The only thing I could think of is it's like an old night shield.
Makes sense.
Next.
Thing is so cool looking.
Yeah.
It is.
Like, I was really happy when Bill let me build his second goof.
Oh, yeah.
The Gunplas. I think that was the first one I actually got to build. Other goof.
Yep,
that thing took for fucking ever. but it was cool.
I'm always back and forth with the hand. There are times I understand and like it, and there are times I don't. It's surprisingly as strong, if not stronger, than the machine guns carried by other Zakus, but it has almost no fucking ammo. Runs out quick as shit. Is expelled fast, and it disables his ability to hold anything.
Yeah.
Later on, these variants would be re-released with the other arm redone to remove the gun hands, and then they would actually carry bazookas and shit like that into battle. Mm-hmm. And still maintain the level of mobility they had, though in a hand-to-hand fight between one of the modded units that's using heavier artillery, they would lose that fight.
Yep.
Because in close combat, these things were almost untouchable.
Yep.
Next.
Also, Blue Bomber, just to let you know, if a Gundam gets shot in the head, that's not where the cockpit is. They just lose their camera.
Yep.
Yes, that's the main
cockpit
camera.
Is in the chest.
Until later, on purpose, in Zeta, they started designing some units where they moved the cockpit to the head because they started figuring out, of course, because the wars and everything, people started knowing the designs, these things would land and get shot directly in the chest and be done instantly. So now they would take a hit in the chest and still come at you, and you'd be like, what the fuck?
But in this era, headshots mean nothing other than, ah, fuck, I can't see.
That's Rumba's first appearance along with his two soldiers, in which that's the reason I like him, is if you're watching that fight, whether you read it in Origins or whether you watch it in the original series, Rumba cares about the people with him, their people. Mm-hmm. And Rumba even goes as far as to care about the people he's up against because he knows their people. And Rumba will not make specific decisions that make him a monster. War is a certain thing, and he's willing to deal with that, and he's willing to do what he has to do in the service of what he believes is his country. But he doesn't serve the Zombies. That's not his interest.
No, that
and
was
he certainly
damn apparent
is shit.
In Origins.
He yep. certainly is shit. Will not go along with ideas that promote mass genocide. He refused to take part in the colony drop, and because of that, he was demoted and grounded from the troops.
That's why he was in that bar getting drunk.
Yes.
Yep.
When he came back into service, he only did so at the request of his men and to protect those men. And they even referred to him above his rank at times because that was the man that they chose to follow. Mm-hmm. And then later on, when his men were in trouble, he pulled back. He could have taken out the Gundam in their first encounter. His man got in trouble, and he said, that's enough, we pull back. I don't lose one man to take out one man. I'm not making a trade-off. We go back.
Rumble's an honorable man.
Yeah.
And the reason why he was with the Principality is because he believed in he's a countryman.
Yep.
That's his.
I'll fight for Germany. I ain't saving Hitler. That was literally, that was him.
Next.
And honestly, I can agree. It's like, I've always been more of a Federation guy. Mm-hmm. That's because I like the designs for some of their stuff a bit better.
Right.
And, you know, I don't like dealing with space Nazis. Shane.
we all know I was Principality.
I know.
We know that.
Space Nazi.
But like war. We are great at war. We... Nazis?
No, first off, no. Later down the road, Char literally becomes a fucking Nazi.
Yes,
and I do not like that iteration of Char.
Yes, adult Char is pretty much a fucking...
I like Quattro. I like 1 year war Char, but after that, we're done.
And then you bid, and what's in the box? What's in the box? Star Wars.
Yes, but, yes, Ronan is right in the chat. That's exactly what I was...
But
yes.
Romba Roll... Out of the 1 year war era, Rumba Roll is probably my favorite pilot too. Amro's eh.
Yeah. I love that sword.
Like I understand Amro's position and all that stuff. He's a whiny bitch.
Yeah.
Kai, eh.
Oh, Kai was all right.
Yeah.
Kai is out to save his own ass. He does a couple
Hayato,
of things.
Eh.
Later on, those people become his friends and he does go back, but Kai customarily is out to save his own ass 24/7.
Right.
He's very, very...
Hayato just was eh. He
Hayato has a... he has a compulsion to be more than he is, and he's trying to live up to something that he'll never be able to live up to, and it tears him up inside throughout the series.
And it gets into him, or gets him into a lot of trouble.
It almost kills him twice.
And then Amuro has to roll in and save the day. Like, Char...
I don't know how to do that a lot, to be fair.
Char went through some shit. Yep, I understand all that.
Uh-huh.
I still don't like space Nazi Hitler, man.
Oh, you're talking about Garen?
No, I was talking about Char.
This sword is way fucking cooler than what the Heat Hawk was.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. The Heat Hawk was like, fucking, I got this axe, bitch.
Oh, I'm not going to argue with you. I actually don't like the Heat Hawk. Just because I like the Zaku 2. Well, Charge.
And YouTube
be fair.
Is being stupid.
But just because I like the Zaku 2 doesn't mean that their melee weapon was something fucking special. That was
no
a piece
shit.
Of shit.
Bitch,
I don't know. The only good thing about the Heat Hawk is you could at least throw it if
yeah,
need
can.
Be. So you can GTFO, like, yeah! Bye.
Hey, just turn
true,
off that
but
retry.
This fucking heat katana thing
right.
was awesome. Now the custom got a katana thing too. It just
yes,
wasn't heated.
But it was solid,
yeah. Right?
Hmm.
They gave up. Like I said, each one of them had.
Well, the custom sacrificed part of its core power output in order to get that the guns and the heavier
armor.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. After seeing this again, it's like okay, it's not just a whip. It's like an Omega Red whip.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. It is. Yes, that's exactly what you could compare it to. It's yeah. very much like Omega Red's whip. And it actually can grab you and electrocute you and shit a lot
yeah.
like Omega Red's whip.
Yep.
Yes.
Which is exactly what Nick was alluding
for
to.
All
we had a D&D-esque tabletop version of Gundam we were playing. And he was like, oh, what's that? You guys keep coming at me? And he wrapped it around my torso and he goes, disable the engine. And he rolled to disable the engine, and it was like, you have to beat a 2. I was like, up, I flooded it.
Oh,
okay,
no. You beat the 2, yeah, it's like, you beat the 2 easy, you beat the 3 easy, and then I rolled the 98, and you're like, bitch!
I realize
six turns in a row, no start back up.
I realize I'm stepping into
and Shane,
talking
I just kept
about,
shooting his legs out.
Yeah. I realize I'm stepping into talking about the show. No, Lala would not opt for one of the suits. She was put in the armor specifically because she could do something that nobody else could do at the time. Her,
control all the bits?
Yeah.
Yes, she could actually control the pods and bits, which was something that other people... And she could do it independently.
Yep.
Other people had to have them superimposed or connected by wires and things to those mobile armors, and it takes a tremendous amount of skill to use that mobile armor because of what it is. But she couldn't use the mobile suit would have crippled her in a way. She would have been super good, but she never would have got the full potential out of it because they can't use the suits. There were very few new type mobile suits.
Right.
Like the Gundam was one.
Actually
kind
it's not.
No.
Later on there would be an RX-78NT.
Well,
which
that was
is
the new Gundam.
No, that's the new type.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
There is the one new type variant. They called it the Alex.
Because.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that one.
Because the RX-78-2 was built because they needed to change the.
They
war.
Just got lucky that they got a new type in
yeah.
one of those.
Right.
And then they started figuring out that he actually outlived the thing.
Yes, because
it became it wouldn't respond as fast as he would move.
He had to continuously modify his Gundam because it was too.
It was
damn
too
slow.
Sluggish.
Yeah.
He was too good for the mobile
Warp
suit.
Warp 3, sir? No, it's still too damn
it
slow.
It still is too damn slow.
Warp 4, sir?
It still is
too
damn
slow.
Slow.
Warp 5, too damn slow. Warp 6, too damn slow.
Too damn slow!
It just sucks that he never got to get the Alex.
No.
Because
he
the
never,
Alex got
destroyed. It got destroyed by Bernard.
Hey, you don't mess with Bernard.
Bernard
in a Zaku 2.
Bernard.
And yes, the Zhong is on the list.
Yes, that fucking thing is.
Fucking whippy arm
next.
Dude.
And I believe
fucking
this is the last picture
fuck.
I have.
As you can see, mm-hmm. Amuro has killed many of people with that tactic. That didn't work this time.
He's like, I'm gonna cut this mother. What the shit? He's like, shield, motherfucker.
I've killed other things with shields. I know how to use a shield.
It's like, what? I actually know what I'm doing.
Surprise,
oh.
motherfucker.
Yeah, no
surprise,
shit.
Motherfucker. Surprise. I'm not a rookie pilot.
Yeah.
Because, you know, Rumble wasn't. Rumble was awesome.
Next.
Whip
yeah.
your...
Okay, he's done.
Whip your eyes, all motherfucker. All right,
Bill. Okay, 5. Seth?
4.
I already knew what Bill was going to give it. I'm not.
Yeah, I love this thing. This is easily one of my all-time
gonna
favorite designs.
I'm
going
to give this a 4.8.
I'll get a 4.4.
Because I do love this goof.
Because, wait, did you get the custom goof, too?
That's next.
Hey,
is it?
I got him. He's not for this review.
Oh, okay. Well, then
he was not
give him,
utilized
yeah, just
here.
Give him 4.4.
God.
He'll be used when we talk about the MS-18
yes,
suits.
Packard was in the... My bad.
When you said Universal Century, that accumulates a lot of fucking shit.
Well, we already
I had to make some decisions. There were some things that made it in here that are side stories of the 1 year war, and then there are some things that I kept for another review time.
Quick question, just because, did you put Alex in here?
No. Damn. The Alex did not make it in.
See, the thing is, when we get to the 008 team stuff, we already know who's going to win. It's going to be the Easy Eight.
Oh, that's a given.
Because if you don't choose the Easy Eight, he's going to easy punch you and you die.
Right.
All right. Just a 3 for this goof troop.
Yuck.
4.16.
You might actually like the custom one better.
Yeah.
Okay. This is the MS-09B Dom.
Doms.
Yeah. Man, just don't ask about the sub.
Black TriStar.
Yep.
that's the Black TriStar.
Yeah, that's the Black TriStar.
The Doms are really interesting.
Well, that's the Mon Eye camera had better movement on the Doms.
It actually
can
go up and down, unlike the
Zaku's.
Zaku's could go
up.
Left and right. These could go left, right, up, and down.
Yeah, so they had more of a visual range than anything
Believe
else.
It or not, unlike the Gundam's actual fucking face head, these things with the fucking little eye thing, their cameras... Okay, Zeon did not have the best cameras, let's be real.
Their optics sucked.
They did. They really did. The Gundam could see everywhere. And so they had to do something with being able to... I don't know. I can't see.
Look up.
Oh my god, there he is.
without like bending backwards going, oh, death approaches.
So these things were essentially hover units too. They were fast as shit.
These things that really walk. They actually hovered. They actually have
boosters. They have big ass boosters in their legs.
Yes.
Not what I'm staring at.
I know. You're staring at. You're stuck on one thing that you that we've let go on other things.
The head is, you know, now that I do see a D-pad. I never noticed that.
It is.
Yeah, it is.
How'd you never notice that?
I was paying attention to other features.
It's been red right in the face, literally.
Right.
I know, but I paid attention to other features.
But we just go, dude, the fucking legs are huge.
Yeah.
Next.
See, they hover and they're fast as shit.
Oh, yeah, they blitzed around like motherfuckers.
Yep.
Typically, they carry bazookas, too.
Yes, the normal armament was a type of flashbang thing. The sword, which was a pretty powerful sword. It was a solid thing that was then superheated, and then the bazooka. And as far as I know, even though the games make it look like they did, the bazooka, they didn't carry extra armament. I've never seen it in one of the shows where they run out and actually reload the bazooka. I've never seen it.
Yep. When they run out, they throw it.
They throw it.
And they grab their sword.
The games make it look like you carry so much with you. That's
problem is, though,
as far as I could tell, that's bullshit.
Didn't the TriStars, because each of them, because the reason they were so successful is because they had a long-range guy, a mid-range guy, and a close-range guy.
Yes.
Once again, now here's the difference, though. The Black TriStars, their jet stream attack worked because there were three different units that focused, they were the same design, but they focused on three different forms of combat. Later, they were given these new suits, the Doms. And they did do practice drills. They were practiced with these suits.
Yep.
They weren't just given these things and taken out first day, good fucking luck. That's not the way that worked. They were ready to use these things.
And then they went up against Amuro.
And it did change their fighting tactics enough that it could have been one of the things that fucked them.
Yep.
Because they tried their jet stream attack on Amuro, then he did the little flippy jump off of the first guy's head, and he was like, what the fuck? And then two of his buddies are dead.
Yes.
And he went, what the fuck?
The jet stream really worked, like you said, because of the three different styles of combat. Ortega was your close range, because in the last unit he had that giant axe. And then MASH was your long range, and Gaia was the mid range.
Yep.
And I can't remember who died first. Wasn't it MASH or Ortega? Gaia was the last to die.
Ortega was the one that got flipped over, I think.
Okay. I think MASH was the first to die.
No, I think Gaia was.
Was it?
Yes, Ortega hates Char. He hates Char because Char kept getting a lot of credit that was kind of bullshit. Oh. He destroys a couple of battleships, and they're like, oh, my God, he's fucking great.
If you've
and
ever...
the Black TriStars literally go out of their way to stop mid-combat and capture the Supreme fucking Admiral, and they get a pat on the back like, good job, guys.
Mm-hmm.
See, I would have shot Char down and been like, oh, man, the Gundam.
Yep.
Damn.
Oh, damn.
Damn that white devil.
Char knew what he was doing.
Should have shot Char.
Yeah.
Char, this is why I would have never been good with the space Nazis. Yeah. I would have killed Char.
Next.
And there's the... look at that different color. Because they were weren't they primarily purple and black?
These things were pretty much designed purple and black. Yes. That was a standard color
its
scheme.
Head?
In the desert, there were brown versions and whatnot. And,
it's because they're on that platform that raises up.
Oh,
down.
Okay.
So it just hasn't come into view yet.
I was like, what the balls? Where's his head?
You could start to see the outline if you kind of squinted it.
That's a goof behind it, it looks like, because of the blue. It looks like it, kind of.
No.
No.
There's no mobile suit behind it.
What are you looking at?
Maybe that
there
is.
There is. Because
yeah, that is a goof back there.
Behind him.
Yeah.
And you have two Zaku
too. That's the custom behind them.
Okay. Yeah.
And then the Dom standing up front.
That's Packard's suit, and then that's a Dom and two Zaku tubes.
Unfortunately, you won't get to see the rest of Packard's. He has a pretty cool goof.
Next.
And there.
Yeah, there's the Black TriStars right there.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God, that looks horrible.
It's 1979
animation. That, that animation's bad, but when you see them nowadays, they do look a bit better.
I'm going to argue that point. I'm sorry. I don't think it looks that bad. Growing up watching old shows like fucking Speed Racer.
Oh, that's true.
Speed Racer and shows. And you know what? You know what? I'm going to say it, and I don't really give a shit. Look, He-Man and the Thundercats, that animation sucked. I'm sorry. That's just me. You guys can like what you like. It's on par.
I admit the He-Man one did suck.
The animation for the beginnings, opening sequences looked great. Those shows look bad. They look bad because of the companies they went with that purposely were pasting things together on the fly.
And sometimes the Thundercats did look bad.
Sometimes.
But not all the time.
Well, to be fair, like Mumroth I thought looked really cool.
Sometimes.
And then the Thundercat, I mean, okay, I'm not...
It's the nature of these kinds of old animations.
Right.
They look like this.
Yes.
Man.
They looked bad. 80s and fucking 70s animation looked bad unless it had the crazy movie budget to look good.
Yeah.
Nowadays, these things look fucking sweet.
So, when I watch this... It doesn't put me off any more than it does old fucking 80s cartoons that
we
grew up on.
You know what
did look
pretty
good? Look at fucking Transformers. Are you kidding me?
Okay, that animation was dreadful.
Well, that was a...
Look, all I have to say is...
Robotech, Shane. That was good animation.
The Super Friends.
Better than a lot, yeah.
Meanwhile,
that
animation,
all of justice.
Animation
that
was just
shot
bad.
A laser beam.
I actually, compared to other animations of its time, I don't think this is any worse than what I've seen.
No, but I'm just saying, it's like the nowadays animations for it look way better for this.
Easily.
This isn't doing any justice for the nowadays variants.
No.
And I didn't hate the 1970s.
I wasn't shitting on...
I didn't hate the original animation. I'm just saying that nowadays those DOMs are way more intimidating.
A thousand times.
That's what I was going with. I'm not shitting on the animation style because
I know time
at
period.
The time that was
it was,
it
good.
Was good.
Next.
We're in the 2020s now.
There we go.
That's more like it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I will never argue that animation has gotten better.
Oh, right.
It most certainly has gotten better.
Look at that thing. That thing is
even the animes... Even the animes and cartoons that fucking suck still have better technique and design than we fucking had.
Right.
You can love 90s Spider-Man all you want. It looks like shit. But he's flying through the city with his fucking magic moon webs and
when
all
they
that.
Recycle the same material
yes.
over and over.
Fucking
and
looks
over.
Like garbage.
And over.
Right.
To be fair, I did like the 90s Spider-Man.
Yes, and yes, you can like it all you want.
And the X-Men.
It looks fucking awful.
X-Men had good animation.
No.
Not all the time. Some of it was good.
A lot of it was really bad, and yeah. I watched the fuck out of the X-Men show.
Yeah, and when we did not hold back from pointing out when, like, Magneto looked funny, or when the colors weren't right, or when their costumes randomly changed, or for entire episodes he just wore normal shades.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Some of it was good.
We talked about all that shit.
Some of it was good.
Okay,
next.
Okay.
Hey, there's that desert.
Yeah, there's one of the desert ones. Actually, I think this guy's just dirty. Cause
yeah. Oh, yeah, actually, now that you zoom in, I can see the purple sandblasted
than anything. Yeah,
no shit.
I'm like, oh, hey, look, it's one of the desert. Wait a minute.
This guy's like, guys, I got desert camo.
Dude, you just have dust on you.
You just flew through the desert. That's not the same thing.
He comes back. Hey, soldier, take your fucking dumb to the car wash.
Yeah, no.
See, what happened was they were flying into the desert, right?
Mm-hmm.
And this guy was the only guy in the unit to come back and said, man, our color scheme sucks. And they're like, you know, we could probably fix that. That looks like it could work.
Someone writes on the back, wash me.
Yeah.
You know, no. They write it on the mono eye cam.
You would have to write it with one of the other suits, though, because otherwise it'd be so small nobody could actually get the joke.
I would do that. I'd walk up there.
No. One of the technicians has like one of those giant squeegees.
Yeah.
Wash me.
And then you're about to get in your mobile suit. And you're like,
unhappy
who touched
face.
My mobile suit.
Next.
Damn it, my camouflage. Okay,
we're done with them.
Doms.
Okay. Doms, I'll give them a 4. They're pretty neat designs. They're actually really good. And they're usable in space.
Yes, they are.
Yep.
Unlike the Goofs. Goofs cannot be done in space.
If I'm correct,
I agree
though,
to the 4.
I think space ones were the Rick Doms.
Yes, but they were still a Dom unit.
Yes. They were just modified for space.
Yep.
Which, there were a lot of suits that had to have that.
Yes.
Like, the Zaku was multifunctional, which is another reason it was the backbone.
Mm-hmm.
You could not take a Dom into space, you'd fucking die.
Because it had no pressurization and shit.
But you could take a Rick Dom into space, because that's what it was fucking designed for.
Yep. Just don't use a Rick Dom on Earth, because it wasn't designed for gravity.
Yeah, which is another problem all
but,
the time.
But, I mean, granted, they still had the variant to go into space, and they looked the exact same.
Right.
It was just the internal components that were different.
The Doms were cool. We'll eventually get to really crappy mod levels.
Okay, with the Dom, they are not my favorite. Over the years, through video games, they've grown on me, strangely enough.
Using the shit out of those fuckers.
Yes,
yep.
Using the Dom has helped me to see how its functionality was good. I actually never quite liked the way they look. I'm at like a 2.8.
When I originally watched the Mobile Suit Gundam series,
Scotty's at a 2. Okay.
When I first seen these, when they fought Amuro, I thought they were shit because he made them look like a bitch.
Yes.
I'm thinking, and I sat there and thinking, wait a minute, these are more advanced than a Zaku, but yet. I've seen time and time again where a Zaku does escape from Amuro. But these things are supposed to be better, and he fucking wipes the... Fuck these things. These things suck. You put me in one of those, I'm gonna retire. But like you said, now that I've seen a lot more media with them and stuff, I'm going to give it a 3.8.
3.32, moving on.
So right now, the Goof is winning.
We are on the MS-09R Rick Dom.
Oh, hey, here's the Rick Dom.
Space Doms.
Yep, Space Doms.
That's all they are.
In truth,
pretty much
we don't
the
really
same
need
damn
to
thing.
Yeah.
This one, they're going to get the same thing.
That
they
one has a really
different.
Cool weapon.
It's got a beam saber and a big-ass bazooka.
Yep.
Is that a beam zooka?
I think it is.
It might be.
I think it's a beam rifle type thing.
Beam zooka
sounds a lot better, though.
It fires beam fucking beam sabers.
Next.
Right.
Sweet. And there they are. Like I said, there's not much of a difference.
No.
They're just
they're the same
space.
Damn thing.
Yeah.
See.
Space!
All right, Tim Curry, calm your tits.
But, you know, these things are sweet. I mean, these things are cool. I mean, They're just, like I said, they're just like their ground units. Not much.
Next. There it is. It's neat. These
is
were
the head a little different?
These were 100%. No. These were 100% where you started hearing the Federation call them skirts, by the way. In fact, this was the first unit to specifically have a derogatory term where they called it a skirt.
Well, yep. The boosters are in mm-hmm. a skirt.
Well, yeah, it's up its ass and
yes.
underneath yeah.
The plate.
The yeah. plate skirts
and,
of
truth
its,
be told,
legs.
If memory serves, the only major difference between the ground and the space units is the chest. That's it. Like, yeah. very slightly.
Very.
Yes.
Very.
Well, it's, they had to redo the cockpit so that way it would be pressurized.
Right.
So they don't, I don't know, die in the vacuum of space.
Exactly. That's what I mean. Like, there wasn't
so
much change.
That's them. They're done. I don't see a reason to change.
No, they get
same
the same score.
Same score.
It's the exact same mobile yep. suit. It's just, here's the space version.
Okay, we're on Woo. The MS-14A Gelgu.
Motherfucking Gelgu up in this bitch.
These things are pretty sweet.
Yeah, they are.
I'm excited.
There he is.
Now this guy's shield is way cooler.
Yep.
And he still has that slit across the top.
And they decided, hey, Duga Duga weapons suck. Let's go with beam weapons.
Yeah, this right. was the first one that actually had a beam weapon, wasn't it?
In the show, but realistically, there were other units that were able to handle beam weaponry. But this one, specifically in the show, was where we first saw them start that.
Zeon kind of yep. took a while to get beam weaponry.
Well, it's because of the cores.
Yes.
The power
R&D
cores.
R&D is a bitch.
Yeah, the power cores, which is kind of strange that the Federation figured it out pretty damn quick that we need this much power to do this, to do these situations, to make this thing happen. Needs just this much for boosters, propellant movement, yada yada, just needs this much. Now, what would happen was, see, the beam weaponry, it's not just the gun. The core has to be able to handle it, evidently. Everything I read about this says that, like, the core can't handle beam weapons and shit like that when it comes to the Zaku 2s.
Well, they're using quite a hell of a core. Let's just
yeah.
say.
Yes. And even though you see the Gundam, it fires its gun, and then it can run out of ammo. I don't understand how that's draining the core. I don't understand the physics behind what they're talking about, but evidently your core has to be able to handle beam weaponry, which is why a lot of the early MS units did not have it.
I'm wondering if it was some kind of weird kick that the weapon had, which makes no sense because... You know,
I know later on they show how the weapons actually work.
They have no mass, so they have no
well,
kickback.
Right. I know that later on they do show that the weapons are different than what you think. You think this guy's holding a weapon? They show it in one of the animes. There's some sort of microchip and plug. Not a microchip,
oh.
it's a gigantic chip.
Well, but I mean,
the idea.
Yeah,
and then there's
I know
one at
mean.
The end of the gun, and the thing has to actually plug into it, and then it loads a system, then it takes the gun.
Why you can't,
oh, okay.
Why,
so that might be why.
It's why, like, it's why
it can't
like, it's,
handle the core. Or
it's
the
why
core
like
can't handle it.
If he, no. if that guy is like, I got a few shots left, but fuck it, and he throws it, and a gim comes up. Ooh,
yeah, he can't just take it and be like, oh shit, I want one of these. Pew 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 pew.
Wow, this thing sucks. I can't
yeah.
fire anything.
Yeah, he can't. Want, it, I don't
but,
understand exactly.
But that would make more sense if it was actually pulling power from the core. So, like, maybe the original cores yeah. were, like, they weren't oomph enough to be able
now
to get
these,
that one shot off.
These
right.
units were no joke.
Or they could get that one shot off, but then their mobile suit's dead.
These units mm-hmm. were extremely well-designed. They learned from the Zaku. They learned from the Zaku 2. They learned from the Dom. They put it all together. They made this fucking high-mobility bastard, which had a mean fucking beam weapon, which had a mean fucking rifle, which had a pretty fucking decent shield. Everything about these guys were learning and adaptation and movement forward. And then they ran out of pilots.
Yep.
Pretty much when a Bawaku hit us and they put these things in the into the main field and they were like, go kick ass, guy. And guy's like, it's okay, sir, I've got 4 hours in the simulator. But he got in that motherfucker, launched, he was like, oh shit, there's bullets out here!
Yep.
Sir, I'm Private Randall here.
No,
I have exactly one day of training.
No. You can't be Private Randall. You have a name. That means you would do something. These guys literally were like, sir, I just got out of boot. Good, get your ass out there, bitch. Boom!
You're instantly promoted to the Gelgoog. Oh, I must be so badass.
And then you would get about 20 feet.
Launch into a bullet.
You would get 20 feet outside of the hangar and blow up.
You fucking sitting there in the cockpit fucking closes. I don't know why they promoted me. I was terrible in the simulator. Okay.
Who are you? I work at the McDonald's in the mess. Get the fuck out there.
Sir, I just cleaned the toilets. Well, now you're going to clean space.
Private, what's your name? Don't worry about it. You're private number 12. Get out there.
No shit.
Private 12 here.
Yeah, they were just sending Instant motherfuckers
42,
out of these.
Son of a bitch.
Very few people got upgrades of this suit into the command styles. And... yes, Char got one. Yes, and Johnny.
I know Johnny did.
You know what would have been the smartest thing for the Zeon to do? They knew that Char and Johnny were like fucking primo, right? They knew that they could strike
Shit,
fear
Johnny,
into
Johnny
people's
was,
hearts.
Johnny was specifically handpicked and chosen as one of Cassilia's main mobile units.
Correct.
But the thing is, those two are like the primo guys that survived the longest and did the most damage. And, you know, when the Federation troops came up against them, they went, oh, fuck. That's a red comet. That's not good. Why wouldn't you just paint, I don't know, like 40 or 50 of those fucking things bright red and be like, there
and just
you guys
take
go.
Your chances?
Right.
Just send them out there and hope that the psychological...
Let's be real. They would be
Federation
like, oh, shit,
now,
which one's what?
It's funny that you point that out, that they didn't do it. The Federation did do it.
Yep.
The Federation took parts that were left over from the development of the RX-78V project
made the
RX-79
the ground mobile,
ground
suits,
mobile suits.
Oh, yep.
They're built from original test parts of what created the Gundam, so they look
Shiro
like a Gundam.
And his team, they did not say anything. They said, this is a Gundam.
Yeah, that's
pilot
a lie.
A Gundam. And so when the Izakus are like, these guys have got Gundams, and there's three of them.
Yeah, there's fucking three
and
Gundams.
All they were basically souped up Gims.
Yes, they were
essentially hardcore prototype.
But
except for the EZ-8.
Psychological warfare.
Well, the EZ-8 was created specifically because when the RX-79s got damaged, they were made from leftover parts from Project V, which means there were no more parts.
And when they ran out of parts, they were
when you damaged an RX-79, you were like, what the fuck do we do? Put that thing on it. That's why she became Gimhead.
Yep. She had the Gimhead ripped off and put onto hers.
They were like, we lost its fucking head. What do we do? And like, we got that fucking thing.
That thing doesn't work, so put
so
the head on it.
The EZ-8 was actually a mistake because he came back so fucked up and they couldn't just have one less unit. So they just took parts off of everything and made this Frankenstein, and it happened to be better than the RX-79s.
Okay. Yep. The EZ-8 still
the
EZ-8
is all white, which
yes.
is awesome. I mean, when you talk about White Devil, that's White Devil. That thing was all white.
Yep. Fucking don't even bother with the goddamn
and yes,
OG
me and
Gundam.
Me and Bill have had this conversation before. Shiro wasn't an ace. He was a good pilot, but he wasn't an ace pilot.
No, right. But he was still fucking hardcore.
He was
shit.
Good. He was a good pilot. But he'll tell you right now that... God, what's his name?
Plus,
that dude's name. Like,
Shiro also piloted a ball, didn't he?
He piloted a modified ball, like a
other who?
The other guy on his team, the guy, Sanders. Sanders was a better pilot than Shiro.
Yeah,
but
Sanders.
Shiro had the
Sanders
EZ-8.
Is a damn good pilot. He just never.
He had bad luck.
Yeah.
And then what's her name? Karen was great. She was okay. Was
but
great.
None
yeah,
of
Karen
them
was
can
okay.
do the EZ-8 punch.
No,
next.
That's explosions. That's a, and you always look cool when it was explosions.
When you're flying
you.
Away from an explosion.
I also like this is something most people don't think about. This is a design decision, which is actually important. The shield covers the entire back on purpose,
so that
when in sniper mode, you cannot be struck in the back.
Which is a I don't know. Brilliant idea.
Yes, that is actually on purpose that the shield is not... Because remember, the guff...
It was attached to the arm.
It was attached to the arm.
Yes,
it didn't
was.
Just come off, and when he was ready to take it off, he threw it away. These guys actually had a system where they would plug it into their back and then protect their back.
Mm-hmm.
Which was a smart idea.
Yeah, that was a design choice.
I gotta be honest with you, when I first saw a Gelgoog and I saw that shield, I thought, can he ride that like a surfboard? That would be sweet. I'm not gonna lie to you, I did think that. See, there it is. They have the little...
What's he gonna do, ride the space waves?
Damn straight.
Fucking some surf and turf up in space.
Weird fucking head.
Okay, they do have weird heads.
Do they?
Yeah, it's like they got the weird horn antenna, and then they got the fin on the back of the head.
You know, they noticed they changed the Mon Eye's opening here to be different and more open like the Dom, but then they also collapsed it in like the Zaku, once again, learning from your design, because they started figuring out why the Dom had superior vision. You knocked out the fucking eyes easier.
Yeah, it was a huge fucking eye.
Yeah.
So, minimize it.
Then the Zaku's almost never got their eyes knocked out, but they couldn't see shit.
You have to give up something.
Yeah. Yep.
Throw a rock. Throw a rock real hard, and you'll knock out a Zom camera.
Oh my god, he cracked my camera!
Shit, I can't see!
Let's see what else we have here.
Like, a lot of the Zeon designs were pretty similar.
And
like with the legs and stuff, the chest pieces, those are
the
mostly similar.
I actually think that's another thing that makes me appreciate Gundam, is you could see a progression of technology that makes literal sense when you look at it.
Got to continuously develop, got to continuously adapt, you got to continuously learn.
Well, because like in Super Mecha, like to call out, like, fucking, say, Power Rangers, when they just get a robot, it's just a new robot. There's no actual design feature or idea behind it. It's like, that's a fucking dinosaur. This is a car. There we go.
Which is a vast, vast downgrade.
Like, why is that better? And they're like,
because
fucking
car.
Wheels? I don't fucking
yes,
know.
Yes, I know the biggest, yeah. The Zeo crystals cannot run out of power, but the turbo's stronger.
So you want that thing to be riding surfboard in space, like Power Rangers in space, and Batman and Robin floating down from the big explosion.
Fuck yes.
Okay. Your second example is from a shitty movie.
Yeah.
Did it look cool? Yes.
You could argue that scene, if they threw it into a modern trailer and you knew nothing about it, you would be like, what the fuck? That's fucking crazy.
It was a cool scene in a shitty movie. Also, cockpits were different. They were like submarines.
Yes.
They had that one circle, and they actually had to go in like this.
I actually think it was highly reinforced.
Feet, it was either you go in head first or feet first, instead of just like climbing in.
Yeah, if I remember right, it opens, and they have to grab it, and they kind of scoot themselves in.
Like
feet.
It felt like a submarine-ish to me. I've never been in a submarine, so I can't tell you. But, yes, it was more reinforced. So, you know, I can't die like that. But yes, the Gelgoogs were great. Next. See? Yes, the colors are a little weird, but...
Okay,
Oh, fuck. My drink's up there. Still.
There were different choices for the melee weapons. The standard melee weapon was that dual-sided saber thing.
Thanks, Shane. Well, I can get out of my chair easier than you can.
But yes, you could have a standard saber.
I got like one or two more get out of those chairs left in me.
And then there's the
see, and this is exactly what I'm talking about. Right now, he's moved to sniper mode, and he's moving backwards away from his target, lining things up, and he has that shield on his back. That's a design feature. It's purposely made that way.
So that way if he gets shot in the ass, it
he'll
ain't going to do nothing.
He'll feel
yes.
it.
Thank you, Naginata. That's what that thing on his back is, normally.
Yeah.
Next.
Back.
Okay, here we are.
4.2.
I'll give him 4.4. It's like, I do like the design for these.
Four, yeah.
Two.
He does not like the design for these.
3.72, moving on.
Nope. Oh, what do we got next?
Okay, we are going to move on to the MS-14S Gelgoog Commander type.
So how many have we gone through so far?
One, two,
not a lot.
Three, four, five, six,
and we're
seven.
Already an
this
hour
would
and
be number
in.
Eight.
Damn.
I told you this episode was going to be huge. I said I would finish the 1-year war best I could. So there's him. He's that. He's red.
Yep. Yeah, it's basically the same damn design, just next. Red.
I figured some of these we'd move through a little quicker,
right,
and just have random conversation, and some of these we'd have to go over for a while. But really, he's exactly what we just looked at. He's just in here specifically because he was different, and because if I didn't have him, Char fanboys,
I know.
Char fanboys would fucking cry. What? What?
Huh?
What'd you say?
What?
Do what?
Char sucks.
Oh, I mean, what? That's funny. I seem to remember something about that with other characters
sucks,
that I've liked.
Oh, yeah, so Char sucks.
Your pyramid sucks. How many times I got to tell you to
your
face?
Pyramid is awesome.
No, it's a garbage piece.
Just because Golden Boy Char becomes
next!
Life.
Okay,
suck.
I'm sorry.
Next.
They no offense, suck. I got shit to do today.
They suck.
Then you might be leaving halfway through the episode, because this one's long.
I already kind of did. I had to go take a piss.
Next.
Yeah, I'm going to end up probably having to take like a 5-minute step out, too. That'll
check
suck.
That out.
It is sweet.
It is cool.
It's very cool.
Next. It's pretty solid.
Oh, yeah, there we go. We are. So cool.
Shane's over here
fucking
beating
purposely
his
beating his meat.
I love it.
Fucking Char.
Everybody knows I love Char.
I know.
Yeah, we know.
A little
know.
Too much.
Next.
God, so cool.
I'm pretty sure we're leaving it at the same, so no need to rate, Scotty
oh
boy.
Yeah, we're leaving it at the same. It's all good.
Next.
Don't give it a 5.
He's done.
No, we're not changing it.
He's the same
it.
Exact
same
thing,
same
just red,
thing.
Shane. Fuck you.
Sometimes red makes you cooler.
No. No.
Yeah.
Shane, if we went back and painted a lot of the
now, here's form, the thing.
And form and a form
here's
and a
thing.
Form
he did, hold
red,
on. He did change,
cooler.
As ridiculous as it was, he changed his score for the red Zaku. As ridiculous as that is, he did do it, and we let him do it.
That's true. But we're not going to let him do it right now. Because we would have to do that every time.
What's the guy? What'd he just get? What'd the Gelgoog just get?
Hold on. I'm just...
Before this.
Because Shane's just
going right
to give it a 5.
Because Shane is just going to upgrade, so we'll add like a 0.2 or 0.1 to it.
0.01 is what we'll give it extra.
Well, technically, if I actually change the score, it becomes a 3.8. So technically, for him jumping up, it added like literally 0.8. Or no, 0.08 points. Because the last one was a 3.72. Now fucking Char's is a 3.8. Enjoy your fucking 0.08 points of jerking your dick.
Oh, and you know what? I'm going to fucking... I am
Who's
gonna
currently
fucking
winning?
The Gelgoog.
Gelgoog.
Yeah, the Gelgoog.
Fuck. Or no. No, I'm sorry. No,
it's the goof.
Goof.
Yeah,
the goof is winning.
Right.
Yes.
Chuck Char didn't get a goof. If he would have, he would have won. So
oh, yeah? Is that what's going on? Let's jump into the MSM-03
is
GOG.
This the
no, it's not.
This is the GOG.
I was about to say, is it? Yay. Please tell me this isn't the act guy. Are we already at that?
This is the fat blow-your-ass-away monstrosity.
Yeah.
It is an amphibious mobile suit. Its arms and hands are ridiculously fucking powerful to the point where it can literally rip other units apart.
Yeah.
And those...
Headlights.
No. These are essentially, for lack of a better description as to what they are, those lights on the front of him are like particle shotguns, essentially.
They're booby cannons.
Yeah, yep. they blast out like a fucking 9 spread fucking craziness.
It's a beam shotgun, just twice in the jubblies.
Yep. Next.
There he is.
Yay.
He does not like the amphibious mobile suits. Any of them.
Right.
Because he's not going to like the next one, the next two, either.
I understand where he's coming from, but at least this one is better than the next one we're going to get to.
Next.
That one
fucking not by
sucks.
Much. To be fair. Both of them are ass.
just fucking... When they're on land, yeah. I mean, but...
But here's the thing.
Oh, yeah, underwater, they'll fuck your shit sideways
our
and upside down.
Right.
Our show's the aesthetic.
Right. How does it look?
We don't give a fuck how it fucking operates and how good it is. We want to know how pretty
that
it is.
That motherfucker has this... two goddamn torpedo pods on his back to go, boo
Seth,
dead, boo dead.
Seth, you're going to get a kick out of this. Brad in the chat said, well, this guy skipped arm day, but not hand day.
Right.
Motherfucker worked his hands out.
Oh, my.
Fucking next. Gotta get it in.
Oh, he's so stupid. I don't exactly love this guy either.
This guy
I understand.
Is dumb, but he's fucking terrifying.
I like what he is. He makes a lot of sense that he comes out of the fucking water and he's this big walking tank.
Right.
Which you didn't see a lot of in Gundam. A lot of those units were for more mobility. This guy walked slowly and shot death from his chest and rained missiles from his back.
Right.
So it's
and
the
if he got a hold of
Black
you
Lagoon.
And yep. if he got yes. a hold of you, you were
I was
fucked.
Actually going to make that joke.
Well, Bill,
those hands are ridiculously fucking
the reason
powerful.
Why they made
he says them, come get these hands.
The reason why they made it they made the suits
yes.
mobile is because they're called mobile suits.
And
not
he's
stand
there underwater you'd be in trouble.
Yes, he is a mobile suit in the water. On land, he is I stand there suit.
Next. That's him. Grade him.
Fuck. 1.5. I hate this fucking thing.
Those hands of his shine with an awesome power, Seth.
2.3.
And
I don't
strong
think he's great.
Says
I,
to grope
I
the
like,
booty.
I like what he's for. I know.
He's a 2.
I have to grade him aesthetically. He's not going to get any favors here.
He's a 2.
He ain't winning no beauty pageant.
Ass. 1.77. Okay. And then I'm giving him a mighty whopping 3.7.
Okay. Best from Seth, who is quite literally the guy who picks the big dudes.
Yep. 2.254. So technically, since we have to round down. A 2.25.
He's the worst thing we've seen. No, never mind. Now we're getting to the worst thing.
Now we get to the worst thing that we've seen.
Okay, we're on the MSM04 Act Guy.
One.
There
guy.
It is. There's the best.
You know, I remember when me and you were sitting
Scott
there.
Scott is wonderful right now. His fucking face!
The fuck!
It's a mole!
It's a fucking mole!
That actually is what it is.
Yeah. He's a mole man.
When me and Bill sat down
and his eye has
the Gundam.
His eye has the ability to spin in a full 360 and even look directly up.
But the thing is, when me and Bill were playing one of the Gundam games together not long ago, for some reason, what was it? Was it, Jaburo? Or no, it wasn't Jaburo. Odessa.
Okay.
I think it was when we were doing one of the Odessa missions, they had the Act Guy squad come in and start attacking.
No, that's Jaburo. Yeah,
oh, was it Jaburo? Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, so the Act Guys start showing up, and I'm running in, and Bill's running in right behind me. He's like, what the fuck? And I was like, hey, Act Guys! And he starts dying, and then we just murdered them all.
Nope,
like, no problem.
Your ever-growing problem is now affecting Brad again. In the chat, he must apologize.
So, I'm sorry to the last guy, because this guy truly sucks.
We have two more pictures to go through. Ass, so let's continue.
Yeah. Next.
Oh, look, ass. Let's move on.
Damn!
Hey,
you know
what?
Look at that
dude,
guy.
Look at the hands. The hands are at least kind of neat.
Hold on.
Because the claws retract into them, and then they can shoot you.
Okay, I'm going to ask this from you guys, and then I'm going to ask it in the chat. Who remembers Return to Oz?
I do. It's so
TikTok
fucking long ago.
On the clock?
Yeah. Yeah,
the
no,
party's
I can
gonna
see
stop.
It.
The TikTok character, yeah.
Yeah, I can kind of see it. Yeah.
Shane's just giving me a look now.
Either way,
because
next.
I started quoting Kesha, buddy.
Yes.
There you go.
Oh, look.
It's fucking gold, bitch!
Actually, its paint scheme is pretty cool, and believe it or not,
get your bling on.
You would be mad.
Juggernaut.
But
bitch.
This is not an awful unit in that game that I was playing. If this guy comes up on you and you're not paying enough attention,
you are dead.
He will punch the dick off of you.
I believe that.
I know exactly what this thing did. It took Karen's head.
Next.
Yeah, but now it'll be coming for your booty
yes,
hole.
There it is.
See, and it's like, I hate this thing, but
I understand its purpose, but
cool.
I hate it, yes.
The claws retracting and stuff are cool. I don't know why it is.
And the amphibious mobile suits, they did show up before the Gelgoog, and they had laser weapons.
Yep.
Yep, they were able to shoot the beams.
Well,
does that make them cool?
No.
No, because once again, we're a beauty pageant.
We're a beauty pageant. If you're ugly bug, show up here, you ain't gonna like it.
Next. And because we're a beauty pageant, okay, who's rated already? I know Scott already did.
Scott gave a 1, I gave a 1.
Give him a 1, he's sad. Mole Man is sad.
He's a 1.5. Because I gave the last guy a 2.
Shane, poor guy.
You don't want to see him again.
But unfortunately,
he's on the list.
He makes the list.
Yes!
Well, Shane, guess what guy? You get to see as soon as we're fucking done with this then.
Him again!
So, Bill, move it over!
Oh, shit. Oh, Shane, all together,
altogether, the Ack guy is a 0.9.
Does Shane know what episode 200 now is?
Yeah, that's 200.
Yeah, episode 200
is
Shane
your
zeros.
Yes.
So you get to look at the Ack guy.
Yes.
I did save you one thing, though, because Nick made a joke in one of the episodes, and you go, I rate that joke a 0? I was like, how do I write down a joke? So you kind of
write
out.
Down a joke.
You just write it down.
But how do we look at it again? That's the point of the zeros.
You type it up.
Yeah, that's all you do.
Well, yeah, fair enough.
What'd he get?
A 0.9.
He's the best.
And yes. That's still too high.
It still is too damn high.
It is. No.
It's too damn high.
Okay, these things are...
MSM 07 Zagawk.
Zagawk!
Another amphibious.
Yeah.
You will look at his... a cock!
This is the coolest of the amphibious models.
Yeah.
He's not joking.
Which is sad.
That indicates it's sad. This is the best thing that comes out of the water.
Yes. Yep. Here's the thing. Submarines aren't pretty or
no.
cool.
They're not.
Right.
They're
not.
They really
to be.
Aren't.
I have to win a war. I don't care if you think I'm ugly.
And that is exactly what's
guy.
Going
I care
on here.
That he's ugly.
This dude, believe it or not, has grown on me over the years.
Right. Oh, damn. People hating on you in the chat now, buddy. They said, oh, look, it's Shane's Gundam. Fucking Shane gets the pilot as a gook. You're good in the water. That's it. Enjoy death. Have fun with that.
I'm
next.
Stay underwater.
See, that does look fucking sweet.
Yeah.
All right.
Believe it or not,
retract,
over
but...
the years, I've tended
yeah,
to like this guy more.
Spin him around really quick and have like a little fucking buzz drill.
He does have beam cannons in his hands. The hands are powerful, those pinching devices. That, in fact, they're literally strong enough to punch through gems.
Yep.
Yes.
Literally punch right fucking through them. And its head houses a cluster of missiles.
Yep.
And he can see a little bit better.
Yes, and he has very good vision.
He can see way to his left, way to his right.
And surprisingly, for its size and build, it is remarkably movable. Mm-hmm. Compared to other amphibious mobile suits, this thing actually moves and can fight.
Yep.
Next. There he is, all wet and glistening and shit.
I bet you wish you had a body like mine. I'd swim 80 miles a day.
Shane, don't be looking over here at me.
Shane.
You're not helping its call.
Zagawk. Hey, Shane, just think of it this way. The Zagawk
like
will show you the way.
Picture, not the way. This.
Show you the way.
I need to be showed the way.
Next.
There it is underwater. He's really fast because, you know, it's an amphibious.
Right.
Yep. Yeah, he's fucking super quick under the water.
On the
next.
Land, he's like a turtle.
Why'd you get a duplicate?
Maybe I did get a duplicate.
No, it's a different angle.
Yeah.
It's the
oh,
same
it's
picture,
ever
though.
So slight. It's
yes.
directly on now.
Yeah, now
I don't know why I got that, but sure. Next.
There's
some old animation.
To be fair.
He just fucking reaches his hand up out of the water to shoot a beam. He's like, I ain't surfacing.
You wouldn't
fair,
see that shit coming.
No, it's actually, these things were, it was a brilliant tactic because on land it's useless.
Yep.
It needs to.
Hops out of the water like a damn fucking frog. It takes a pot shot
and
you're
then goes
dead.
Back underwater while you're like,
yep.
fuck.
Fuck. Do I go down there?
No, because I can't move.
Right.
It's like,
right.
Do I go down there and die, or do I stay up here and
wait for him to pot shot me to death?
Mm-hmm.
But I have a better chance of surviving a pot shot than I do jumping in the water.
It's true.
I can hide behind a building.
Yes.
But how many of those gym pilots and RX-79s overestimated themselves and went down
Once
there?
Once again, I want to be a hero.
Yep.
Yep.
I want my name. I want to be known as the guy that takes down shit.
Yep. Next.
Just go shoot some Mac guys.
Because he took down shit.
Right.
That design
is really cool, though, for the aquatics.
Bad. Next.
Like I said, when the amphibious ones really got boned in the design.
Okay, that guy's done.
I'm going to give it a 3.5.
I'm with Nick.
Yeah.
For what it is, it's really good.
3.5 is fine with me. I've tended to like them more as time has gone on. I don't know why. They're a suit that's grown on me through media and seeing how their designs look better in the other animations and the video games. And
okay, Scotty's at a 3. I'm at a 3.7.
He likes it a little more than the mole one.
He's a 3. point...
All did.
He's a 3.44. What do we got?
We are on to the MSM-07S Zgok Commander type.
So Char's,
it's a Char one.
Yeah, so same story.
Essentially Char's.
No shit.
5. So good.
All right, I got to get up and move around a little bit,
right.
So I'll be back. All
right.
I don't think we're going to hit Federation shit just yet.
Nope, not just yet. You head downstairs, pour me a tea if you would.
Can you grab me a drink if you... That'd be great.
Look at that. Now all of a sudden there's a bunch of motherfuckers demanding
and
shit.
And then Seth's like, whoa, man, drink sounds great. Can I get one? Scott's like, super thirsty here.
Can you
get one?
Oh, yes, some masses. Can you bring me up my cigarettes? I'm going to hang my head out the window so
actually,
I can keep watching.
Actually, I was just going to attempt to watch off of this.
Yeah.
So
you
be
guys
on the
could,
lookout in the chat.
You guys
I'm going to go
get,
have a smoke.
You guys could get into the chat, head downstairs while we move.
Yeah, and then you can
take your smoke.
Yeah,
bring
that's
back up
true.
Some drinks.
Because normally we run for an hour, and get a break.
Yes, but this we're already
almost
nearing
2 hours.
We're already nearing what would have been our stopping point, and we're still. I told
Man,
you this episode
time,
was
oh, yeah.
going to be huge.
When you're having fun
coming
right.
back in. I said if I'm getting the full runtime and I'm doing a huge episode, Gundam
oh, yeah.
is going to be a huge fucking episode.
Right? No fucking shit.
Next, there it is.
Super Wiki.
Gonna have a hell of a
no cake.
There's that, right through the gym.
I know, because it was Char. You know.
Yeah, it's because it was Char. That's exactly why it could
okay,
do that.
I think I've made it very clear that he is my favorite fucking pilot.
Oh, you sure as shit have, sir.
And I'm going to continue. Not older Char. Not Char's counterattack. I don't like
Char,
that Char.
Char.
Everything before that is not a Charmander.
Sure. Next.
Oh my god, 5.
Yep, there's a better reimagining of that same scene.
And he's ripping through, and that guy's like, oh, no, is that the Gundam?
That's the Gundam back there. Amuro got here just a little bit too late. In fact, when he got here, he calls across the comm. He says, get back! That one is too dangerous! And he's not in range yet to do what he needs to do. And this dude thinks he's some fucking bad motherfucker. Goes over there in his gym, which, to be fair, was a high-class mobile suit when it came out on the field, but he didn't know who the fuck he was fighting, and he died for it. And Amuro was just a little bit too late to save that guy.
Yeah.
Okay. Next. Oh, shit, yes.
Unfortunately, but...
T.
Dude, it's... But I don't... Here's the thing, man. Like I told you, we are an aesthetic show.
Yes,
and because
we are
an aesthetic show, because basically, like I said, we're a beauty pageant. It doesn't matter if the thing can't fucking pilot worth the shit. If it looks cool, I'm going to give it a high score. Colors mean a lot, because certain
yes.
colors blend well with other colors.
And color schemes can be a big deal, which
and
is why I included a lot of color schemes in the
and
other
because,
units.
And, like a piece of shit!
There's no way anybody heard that.
I know. But I'm telling you, dude. When it comes down to it, I like the Char's color, and yes, he's my favorite pilot. Get it? Yes. Bias. Got it.
But,
red's
okay,
my favorite color.
Let's make a slight argument, though. I got you into Gundam,
mm-hmm.
and before you were into Gundam, every fucking car you bought was red.
Yes, I was a red. I'm red,
so
my favorite
that's
color.
Always been your favorite color scheme, even before you got into this material.
Yes, and I'm telling you right now, because well, I watched Gundam Wing before I met you, but that was it. That was the only Gundam I knew was Wing.
Right, and his designs were white.
Yes, there were, except for, and who was my favorite? Heavy Arms, because it was
red.
There we go.
Yeah, so I don't misunderstand what you mean
so
when you say that aesthetically color does make a difference to you.
And it does, and it doesn't help that I like Char's. I don't like all of Char's. We're going to get...
I get you.
I don't like all... Is it, but this thing...
There's that fucking scene again. This is just so
scary.
Fucking iconic and scary. Like, that guy's dead as shit.
Well, that guy doesn't exist anymore.
Right.
Because there's no cockpit.
That is so, like, I purposely got this from three angles to show just how cool, like, he literally, this guy took a shot, that thing rolled, got into, like, a small stance on its knees and was like, bow, and punched through him and killed that guy, probably so fucking fast he didn't even know he was dead.
Oh, no, he was like, I'm here. This
yep.
is the afterlife.
Oh, shit, where the fuck?
What the fuck happened?
Yeah, what the fuck happened?
But no, dude, I like this one, and I said...
And that really showcases exactly what I'm talking about. I actually grew to like this unit. It does look menacing in the right situations.
Like you said, it's the best...
It's the best of the amphibious.
Yes.
Easily the best of the amphibious suits.
So for you guys, this is the most menacing look...
Of the amphibians.
But for Doctor Who fans, they can say something similar as far as the Daleks.
Dialects
that there's different looks
that
are menacing.
Yeah. Yeah, they are different.
I've seen there's a lot of designs of them. I have.
You're basic.
And by the way, I don't know if you're gathering those, but we did okay that episode, if you remember right, that you can do another Who.
Technically, we covered all the Doctors,
but you didn't cover anything else.
Like the.
And I told you I wasn't going to be in the Doctor episode for one reason. I would have given every Doctor a one, and I'm sorry, it sounds dickish, here's why. You could buy the Doctor's costumes at Goodwill. They're suits.
Yeah, yeah.
They don't impress me at all. They're dudes in suits.
To be fair, I don't think people watch Doctor Who because they want to see a cool-looking Doctor. They want to see what the Doctor does that's cool.
Yeah. So, aesthetically, if I had to have graded the Doctors, they wouldn't have been the same thing for me.
Doctor Who grew on me. I used to think that show was so retarded. And then I watched it,
next.
And I got an appreciation for it.
This guy's done.
Five,
Shane?
Five. You know five.
Okay,
I'm
Shane,
good.
You're giving him a five? That's the only major change in the score?
Anything that Char that I like, trust me, we'll get to the shit I don't like.
Now, are those guys in the chat down there? Because we're moving to the next unit.
Yes.
Oh. Renna has a good point.
What?
A Dalek and Cybermen. That might be a good idea.
Huh.
Because they both did multiple changes throughout the years.
And yes, you know what? I don't give a fuck. I do have a man crush on Tommy Oliver and Char.
And just to put this out, actually, answering what I just seen in the chat, only me and Scott have personal YouTube channels. Seth did have one. He doesn't really do anything with it anymore.
I will soon, hopefully.
Oh, well. His might be coming back. I just heard him downstairs saying that he might be coming back
yes,
to it.
Yes, I honestly do not.
And I've been getting pretty damn serious with mine. Okay, let's go on to the MSM 10 Zoc.
Yeah, my problem is I have no internet yet, but luckily I have a job where I might be able to, I don't know, afford internet.
This thing is fucking stupid.
Yes, it is.
But there's a reason. This thing... is all powerhouse. Its fucking lasers are ridiculous. It kills things at an incredible rate. You don't want to get punched by its fucking stupid hands. But, as we have said, we're an aesthetic show. So this guy,
right.
No matter how powerful he may be...
And believe it or not...
He looks fucking
And
dumb.
Believe it or not, the MS is a lie because that thing is not mobile.
Yeah.
It's a slow...
One.
Next.
I'm not going to... No, that's a good score.
Yeah.
There
this
you
thing
go.
Is stupid.
Yes. Yeah, it's not wrong.
Yes, it's kind of
yes,
funny, stupid.
Is your survivability going to be high in it? Probably. It's got a lot of armor.
I don't know. When I use it, I do nothing but die because I can't move. I'm just a fucking target practice.
Mobile? Should be called a mobile suit then.
Look, the thing has high armor. That's the only good thing about it.
Oh, it's got
yes.
a lot of firepower.
And
it's a beefy fucker.
Right. And again, I'm the guy who usually takes, like, the big, beefy, slow shit.
This thing appears during the attack on Jaburo. It happens in the caves. There's only, like, one of him, I believe.
And all I know is now I'm super pissed I forgot my charger.
Next. There's that.
Well, at least you can. I'm at 36%, and I don't think we're even halfway done.
Next. Oh, there he is. Yes.
Bill, I know you're
swimming.
No, because I got an S8.
You're really trying, but you're not selling it, man.
Okay, because, yeah.
Next.
Ah, nice. Okay.
Oh, he's hiding in the trees, Shane.
Yes, he's Solid Snake.
Because he's got some camo.
Okay. I know I haven't been around for most of this. I still know this guy enough. He gets a 2.
Next.
Now I got to run out to my car so I can get a charger for Seth.
Okay.
I am also not mad about that score. That's a good score.
I'm going to drop me a 1 on this guy. He fucking sucks.
I'm doing the same.
He's one of the worst suits right along the act guy. In fact, if I was given the choice, I still think I would pick the act guy because I feel like my smallness has higher survivability than his.
Right.
Giant
I don't know.
Ridiculousness.
What? Are you saying you want to be mobile in a mobile suit?
Yeah, I think that's what I'm saying.
I think a Shane is all I'm missing.
Oh, boy. This thing sucks ass. 1.
Okay, we are going to the last of the Zeon line that I got here, I think. We are on the MSN02 Zhong.
1.2 for the last guy.
You ready, Shane?
Yes, let's talk about Char's fucking worst mobile suit that he got. I don't like this thing at all.
Bam.
Okay, before we continue, Scott, this thing is actually not complete. It's supposed to have legs, but you're in space and legs are pointless.
Yep.
Why does it have antlers?
That's actually the cockpit.
Yes.
This
one, it's essentially a spaceship attached to the top of this unit.
So when the body, if you get take too much damage, you can eject because the head does come disconnects.
Again, why the fuck does it have antlers?
Because it's dumb.
I also believe, surprisingly.
Now it's on, okay.
Yeah. Next. There you go.
It has stretchy arms.
Seriously, it has fucking antlers. Why the fuck does it have antlers?
Because it's dumb.
I think it is meant to be a monster. I'm being serious about that. I think that's why it has these giant horn antler things. You'll notice when they draw it differently.
Yep.
Than the rest of the series. Like, it's very shaded all the time. I think the idea is it's supposed to come up on you, cast a shadow, and be this scary thing. Is the impact real? No, I don't think. I think it does look kind of stupid, but, like, here, next. See, look at it. Look at how they portray it. Like, as it comes out of the stock, it's coming out of its hold right here, and you have the other suits that are surrounded, and they've never seen it. They turn around and look at it, and they're like, what the fuck is that?
Seth, he needs a wheelchair and mohawk.
Yep.
And that is what I believe they were going for with, is this thing is supposed to be monstrous.
It's not.
Next.
Yay, you're so cool.
It's got a toaster on its head.
Next.
Yay. Look at you. You can turn your head. So cool. You can disconnect your hands and shoot lasers. So cool.
Oh, the hate is real.
This thing is fucking stupid. I hate this fucking thing.
Next.
I hate this thing as much as I hate the at guy. Do not like this fucking...
No,
yeah, we're on this guy.
It's fucking amazing.
We're on this guy. Thank you, sir.
Old.
Next. Yeah, now you see what I mean by I'm pretty sure its design idea was that it was supposed to be a monster. Regardless of whether or not it paid off, when I look at it, this is the only thing I can imagine they had in its design features was that it was supposed to be this imposing monster thing.
I'll give that to you, Ronan. I'll give that to you.
What?
The pyramid's better than this thing.
No.
No, I mean,
no.
That's that was one, without question.
This is the one time we're going to disagree. I hate this fucking thing. Zero. Makes my list because it's fucking trash.
What? You like it? It's got whippy arms, Shane.
Whippy arms. Remember, that's not an aesthetical thing. I need it to look pretty. That's a combat thing. Shooting your fucking hands so it can fucking.
What? He can do distance jazz hands.
And that's cool. He looks retarded.
He's got antlers, Shane.
Yes, and I had to look at this motherfucker again. Yay.
Damn.
Like I said, I love Char. I don't love everything he pilots.
One.
This thing.
Two.
I'm not a fan of it.
Oh, man, Seth, you are so fucking nice.
It's 1.8. I'm not going to defend this thing.
Yeah.
Zero.
Yes, right there. Good man, Scott.
The only reason it got the two is because exactly like you said, it's in space. What the fuck are the point of legs?
There's no legs.
So they were
no
at least
reason.
Smart about it.
Yeah, it's only 80% complete.
All right, let's start with the pinnacle of construction for the Federation forces, the RB-79 ball.
0.96
yes!
for the last guy.
0.96?
Yeah.
Aw, damn.
It's still not the worst.
No.
Was it?
It's
no.
Because it got a 0.96 and not the other way around.
Yeah.
Wait. There you oh, my go. God. Oh, yeah. Oh, look, it's the ball.
Fucking, it's the best.
Okay, let me explain something.
Beats the binchy, rest.
Binchy. All right, Scott, I see your face. Let me explain something real quick. This is a mining mobile suit. This thing was for mining, not for combat.
Well, mining and construction.
Because when problems abound and you're in the middle of war and you've already lost literally a third of the population of the entire species, and you have to win, anything in your possession is a weapon. And we had thousands of these for mining operations. So we essentially put a wheelchair and a mohawk on it so we wouldn't get sued and send it out with a gun to battle.
Yep, that's not a joke. In fact, if there ever were to be a war on U.S. soil, literally, like, all tractors and basically, like, heavy machinery would be converted into tanks.
And in the chat, you are correct. This thing was called a space coffin for a
yes.
reason.
Yes.
You were dead if you had to pilot
unless you were Shiro.
Okay, Shiro piloted a fucking K model. It's different.
It is a little different.
It's yeah. still a ball, okay,
it's still a ball.
When I see this, I see the same pod.
Which is cool.
With arms and
a big gun.
Yeah.
Which is also based on a real thing that exists. There are submarines that
yep.
look like this right now in the real world.
Yes, especially with the little grabby arms.
And they have those exact grabby arms. This is a real thing that really exists.
Yep. You remember
right
the,
now, in the real world, right now.
Yeah. Do
in
you,
fact,
do
it
you
was
remember
on the side
beginning?
Of your U-Haul.
Yeah. It was on the side of the U-Haul that we used to move me last
yeah,
weekend.
Bill mentioned
as
it.
Well as something like that, like what Bill was talking about. You get to see it in the very beginning of the movie Titanic. That's what goes down and fucking explores and finds, oh, hey, what's this? Hey, let's go find some random 100-year-old woman.
Yep.
Minus the cannon. It didn't have a cannon.
Well, yeah, minus the cannon, but yes.
But
surprisingly enough,
for war,
surprisingly enough, when you're in trouble and you have the man power,
but
you
don't
have the weapons, you make the suits, you make the weapons, and you give them to the people that are willing to use them. These are brave motherfuckers. And let me just point out exactly what the chat said is right. These are one of the single forces that broke the defensive line of a Bawa coup.
Yep.
These dumb fucking things.
Which was the big turning point of the
1-year war. Yep.
These big dumb fucking things shot their way across the fucking line.
Yes.
Which these dumb things are two steps above a fucking farmer with a shotgun.
Here's the thing.
That's it. I'm getting my gun.
Yeah.
This guy got to launch in a gym. You're this guy.
Yeah.
Let's be real. You don't have the firepower. That cannon is decent, but you don't have the firepower. And that's all you have. When you run out of ammo.
And if you get hit once, you're motherfucking dead.
Yeah, because your entire suit is your cockpit.
Yeah.
So it's Griff.
Yeah.
Kinda, yeah. Except Griff survived shotgun blast somehow.
Yeah. Once or twice.
Well, it's because Sarge Sarge just sucks at hitting.
Oh, they're in Halo. Yeah. Okay, I was trying to pinpoint Griff. Okay, yeah, I know. I understand now. Yeah.
I know.
I was like, where are they? And I was like searching.
Take two barrels.
I kept looking
to call
Shane.
Me when you're dead.
I kept looking to Shane for Shane to figure it out. And then I was like, he's not figuring it out either. We're in trouble.
Then he said Sarge. I'm like,
ah.
Yeah.
See,
I got you.
When he said Griff, I was my mind went, what does Berserker have to do with this?
Yeah,
no,
that's kind of where I was, too.
Griffith, yes.
We don't call Griffith Griff. We call him Griffith.
Well, we call him douchebag.
We also call him psycho bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, these things, you can get twin packs.
Oh,
and make
fuck, you can get two balls.
Listen.
Then paint them blue.
Scott, if you're talking
different weapons, you can choose a different weapon for your headpiece.
Oh, it's got fucking missile launchers that have one missile each.
Yeah, that's
right? No, Scott, if you were a miner.
I would hate to be that
these
guy.
These things are actually really good for mining. They really are. You would be a good miner.
They're also great for construction.
Yeah.
Yes, they were great for construction. If you had to fight, just tell your family bye. And,
if I were a miner, I couldn't go into a bar.
Ah!
Ha!
That was good.
That deserves a fucking Titus laugh right there.
Hold on, wait. Let me open
careful,
the door.
Careful, Gohan!
Wait,
you're a miner!
Wait.
I'm surprised
you
knew that. You too, Bulma! Oh, he meant character.
Next.
There. I had to open the door so that way Amanda would hear
that's
it.
That's real shit right there.
Okay, listen.
Ball ain't fucking around.
He's fucking gonna pinch his own nipples.
I will tell you, Scott, that balls did kill stuff. They did. They had a low success rate, but they did kill stuff.
Yeah. They're kind of the Zap Brannigans of the Federation. You send wave after wave of your own men.
Did this ball go into the Power Rangers universe? Because that looks like a Power Rangers robot.
No, villain. This is from Gundam Builders.
Yep.
That's a newer thing.
Yeah, it's a newer show that none of us have seen yet.
Yeah. Next. There we go.
Listen, man.
Rate that thing.
Okay, aesthetically.
3.5.
I'm going to give it a 2.8 because here's the thing that blows my mind about it. It's real.
Yes.
It grounds it in reality and makes the Gundam universe a scientific real possibility in the future, just like the colonies are a real concept, just like the ball is very obviously something we're actually using in the world today. It grounds it in reality and makes it a science fiction, not just an anime.
And just to clarify, like I do a lot, I'm not rating it on how it does in battle because it would get a 0 in battle.
Right.
I'm rating, and you went and you mentioned Saiyan Pod, and you actually gave me you raised my score a little bit. I'm giving it a 3.5. I was actually just going to give it a 3. Because it doesn't look terrible. It's not a terrible looking thing. Trust me, the At guy is terrible. The Zhong is terrible. Those are terrible looking things.
It's kind of hard to go wrong with a ball.
Right. I'm in a 3.2 myself.
Okay, so yeah, Saiyan Pod. Looks like the technology they use in the deep sea dives and stuff.
There you go.
3.
Perfect. Perfect score.
3.2, moving on.
Ball, you're awesome.
Making it more preferable than an At guy.
Yeah.
I'll die. Hey, I know what I'm getting myself into. I have a 2% chance of living.
Okay, right. Now let's go to something that few people are going to know unless you really know Gundam. This is not in the series. This is RCX-76-2 gun cannon first type. This is what will lead to the gun cannon.
Yeah, the single shoulder model, yeah.
These things got wiped out by the Black Shars.
The Black Shars?
Rumble Roll?
Not to be confused with the White Shars.
The Black Shars. No. The
Coca
Shars?
Coca Black Snake coming in.
It was a single group. It was the Black TriStars, Shar Aznable, and Rumble Roll. And just those people alone wiped out an entire battalion of these things.
But remember, there were 5 units, and I don't remember Shard taking out these things. He took out the ships.
Yeah, he pretty much just stood in the background and shot down some ships. Which is another reason that the Black TriStars don't care for him, because he was getting this big reputation, and they were the ones doing all the fucking work.
By the way, after this battle, Shard got promoted above them,
yeah.
And Ortega was going to go punch him in the face.
And he was like, what?
Yes.
Okay, question.
Yeah.
Where's the pilot?
He's in here. Right here in this middle piece right here.
Okay. I gotta ask, because if he was up towards the helmet, I'd be like, your hearing would suck if you shut off the cannon.
Oh my god, yes.
Boom! Oh, fuck!
Fuck!
Kai, in the 1 year war, pilots one of these, but it has a second cannon on the other shoulder.
Yeah.
And it's red.
Bobby! Next. Bobby, you okay? What?
These things, actually, to be honest with you, we know what these things can do.
Yeah.
Against three Zaku, four Zaku 1s, they suck.
Zaku 1s, by
Zaku
the way.
Zaku 1s. Yes. These things were completely decimated. They were trash.
Next.
But remember, we're looking at aesthetics, not...
I mean, aesthetically, they look neat.
They don't look bad.
That made it into the wrong folder, but whatever. There, you guys get to see that now. That's cool.
Cool, next.
That's
next.
Origin. That's Origin Episode 4.
There you go. The Iron Cavalry Squadron. They're all dead.
Yes, they are. These things were super duper.
The entire fucking group.
Yes, they were. They didn't survive.
See, and the designer for this is like, this is my first attempt. And then, like, 5 minutes later, they're like, yeah, that entire battalion got wiped out.
Like I said, my first attempt.
I'll do better on the second. Yeah, I don't know if you're going to get a second attempt, buddy.
Whoa, right. Whoa, hold on.
I think you're going to pilot the next one.
Okay, I'm going to put a second cannon on it.
Yeah, these things
and make it kick real good.
Next.
Yep.
Listen.
You'll notice they don't have hands yet. That wasn't a thing yet.
They have pinchy.
Yeah, they had pinchy glue.
Yep, they still have those
hands.
Pinchy things.
Yep.
And guess what? Those pinchy things didn't mean shit.
They can't actually pinchy you either with those pinchy things. They're
nope.
just kind of shitty
just like
hands.
Little, they're able to like pick something up off the ground.
Believe it or not, they're called mobile suits, but they were more mobile than some of the stuff we saw, but the Zaku ones were superiorly mobile.
Right.
And that's why these guys got wiped out.
Armament usually consists of a cannon, or there's a different type of side piece, which is kind of like a giant chain gun thing. Usually there's a type of Vulcan cannon to the side. They carry a type of sniper rifle, usually beam weapons, and a kind of punchy.
The later models are way better.
They can kick.
The later models kick better, too.
They are way better.
These kind of kick.
Next.
But they do look neat.
Up there, death approaches right over here on this.
Okay.
Up, death approaches. Best skedaddle.
I can't tell you which TriStar member that is, but he's got a kill.
Oh, man. Poor
death
guys.
Approaches.
Next. All right.
I kind of wish that.
Grade him.
You know how when you're in the mobile suits and when something's
I'm
targeting
gonna
you.
And we actually just saw something in Power Rangers that we specifically referenced to this guy.
Yep.
We just literally went over him in, like, the last robot reviews, I think. Because all of us said, it's a gun cannon.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Okay, aesthetically?
I'm at a 2.5.
Yeah.
I'm going to give it a 3, because it's kind of a baseline model.
They get better.
2.8, yeah. I'm nearing that 3 as well.
Because the Gims look a lot like this, too.
Even if it didn't
right.
function
just
well.
Just look at the dumb shit, giant one-shoulder bazooka
and
thingy.
And less armor.
Even if it didn't function well, I actually think it looks fine.
Sorry, can't hear you. I had a cannon blowing out my left ear, some fire going off on my right ear. What?
What you say?
I give it a what out of 5?
What you say?
Someone set us up the bomb. That's what.
I mean,
main screen turn
that
on.
Bad?
Right.
But it's like, how the fuck do they suck on their first run?
Because they were poorly utilized.
They'd never done mobile suit combat before.
Yep.
They got completely wiped at the Battle of Loom, and then they went on from that to be like, let's fucking do this.
Actually, I want to give it a 3.3 because it's like the cannon and the other fire thing on the other shoulder area is not a good idea.
And like I said, like Bill said, the reason why they sucked is, like I said, Federation was losing the war for a while because
yep.
the Principality had superior suits, superior pilots. I mean, Amuro became a great pilot, but let's be real, Principality had a lot better aces.
The chat makes a damn good point. If you shit on this for hearing and laugh at it, even though the guy's down here and it's a completely different situation, we don't give shit to War Machine.
Yeah.
Yeah,
War Machine should be deaf.
That's Stark armor.
Should be deaf.
Nope.
This is more sophisticated than Stark armor.
You know Tony Stark's got something to, you know, do noise cancellation for him.
We done with this guy?
2.82, moving on.
Okay.
Now, as a person who has served in the military, I have had an explosion go off near my head. It was a flashbang. So not a big explosion, but it's a concussive force, and it was about 3 or 4 feet from my head. Your hearing does go out pretty easy at that point.
Yep.
Yeah.
Like, I still have issues hearing out of that ear.
Okay. We are on RGM-79 GEM, or GM.
I call them GEMs.
Pretty much their general mobile suits.
Yep, that's what they're called. These are mass-produced.
Yep, these are mass-produced, utilizing field data collected by the Gundam.
Yes.
They're essentially mass-produced RX-78s.
These are kind of a backbone of the
Federation. And when you mass-produce something, they're never as good as the original main thing.
But believe it or not, these things...
Mass-produced furniture is never as good as cut from a fucking red oak furniture.
Right.
Yep.
And because these things... And the gifts...
Or, dare we say, mahogany.
Mahogany.
I was hoping...
Next!
Anyway, sorry to cut you off, Shane. Go ahead.
These things kept upgrading the gems. You'll see different types of GIMs, command GIMs.
Yep.
And because he's with the backbone of the Federation.
GIM Kais would be a thing.
Actually,
there were command GIMs.
Best unit in Battle Operations 2 was a command GIM, wasn't it?
The
sniper GIM.
Yeah, he used the sniper GIM.
Is the helmet area, or head area. That's
why
thing I'm not
it just looks like
it.
Doom Guy.
Yeah.
They actually changed.
With Vulcan cannons.
The heads would change from unit to unit.
Yes.
This was the standard headpiece. Yeah.
Like I said,
this is the camera.
These were the
big
first
green
these were
the, and the little upper.
These were the first models. And you'll know that because if you look at their shield, that's an exact copy of the Gundam's shield.
Yep.
And the body cavity is essentially a copy off of
just
the gun.
Different color.
Almost everything about them is
except
a generalized quick build of the RX-78.
The only difference is that they have different heads because you know the Gundam has like two eyes and because you can't mass produce that.
Yep.
Unfortunately, there's not enough material.
Everyone's saying that this is Scott's Gundam.
Why is that, I wonder?
79. That's what the year he was born.
Yep.
Huh. Next.
Holy shit, you were born the year this
year. So wait, where's the RX-87? What's that, Bill? I need to know so that way I know what I'm fucked with.
I
got a dope-ass mobile
Zeta
suit.
Was in that, Universal Century wasn't 0087? Was,
oh,
that's
Zeta. I know what you're
yeah, but that's
about.
Not the RX-87.
Yeah, no. I was 88, so...
Next.
Charles Counterattack came out that year.
There's it getting a kill.
Against a Dom.
It had decent weaponry. It had a
Rick
type
Dom.
Of beam handgun,
beam.
Which was, did they call it like a...
It was a spray gun.
Spray gun, they called it, yeah.
Think of like a really shitty beam Uzi
it
was.
It did fine. It wasn't a great weapon, but I mean, it would kill whatever it shot at. And then the sword was essentially just a beam saber.
The GIM was made by General Motors.
That's good.
Super Wiki gets 50 points. That's right. The points that Blue Bomber lost, Super Wiki now gets. Just took them from him and gave them to him. The points don't do anything.
Points don't matter.
You keep giving
it's
them,
like Whose Line.
You keep giving them points like they're going to win the fucking Hogwarts House Cup.
Next.
50 points to you. Not
you
taking
go.
Points away.
There you go,
fucking
Shane.
Negative 100 points from Shane.
Harry Potter reference. These things are cool. I don't hate them.
See, I like the art for this one. Like, just the way it's looking so fucking menacing. It's like, I'm going to fuck your shit up.
You're going to get stabbed.
Well, said you got a Heat Hawk, bitch. I got a Beam Saber.
Speaking of Heat Hawk.
I know. That's why I said Beam Saber.
The Beam Sabers are superior to the fucking axe. They suck.
This is the best way to put it for people who are more prone to knowing, like, I don't know, Star Wars. Think of the Beam Saber as your lightsaber, and the Heat Hawks and the Heat Sabers are your vibro axes and your vibro swords.
That's the best way to put it.
Next.
Fucking look at him.
This is a little bit of a mod. These ones are slightly modified.
That one's carrying around a space
box. Yeah, they have the dual.
That one has stickers on his shield.
Wow. Yes. Next. Okay, we're done with this guy.
Balls! This guy gets 3.5.
Yep.
I do like him better than the gun cannon.
3.5, I'll agree.
Actually, I think I gave the gun cannon a 3.5, but oh well. He still gets 3.5.
3.6.
You would have to be different. 3.52, moving on.
Okay, we are on RX-7504, the gun tank.
This is the best fucking unit ever in one game that me and Bill have been playing off and on.
I can believe that.
Fucking out of nowhere, we're like, why do we haul so much ass in this thing? We're like, fuck it, gun tanks, that's all we're running. Bing, zipping all around the battlefield, it's great.
So obviously, it's named, it is a tank.
Yeah.
But these things can have two pilots.
Yep.
One in the chest and one in the head.
One for driving, one for shooting.
Yes.
Yeah, if the EZ-8 punched the headpiece, you just lost your gunner. But you can still haul ass.
Later on, these would be modified so that they could be used a single pilot, and then other times they would be modified so that the guy driving controlled the arms, and there were variations in the control schemes.
Hayato survived the one-year war in one of these.
Yeah.
The entirety. And yes, they can be used in space.
Yes, they're ground and space units.
And obviously, the treads mean nothing in space. So it just kind of just flies around. But these things are actually sturdy. Believe it or not, they're not joking. In one of the games, this thing is fucking broken. It is so hard to take down.
I was about to say, technically the treads do mean stuff when you're hugging space trash.
Well, Nick is the master of this hugging.
Yeah,
the space
dude, you don't fuck with Nick when it comes to space trash hugging. I will fuck Amuro's world sideways by dodging the fuck out of him.
Amuro's new type.
But,
next.
But I did that in both a Zaku 1 and a Ball.
Well, you do know that new types have a weakness. It's space junk.
Yep. Just hug space
trash. They can't figure it out. They're like, I know he's behind there, but I can't just figure it out.
Which game did I do that in again, Bill?
See,
was that Federation
apart.
Versus Zeon?
It comes apart. A core fighter is actually the chest piece.
Yes.
It's actually like... it's three
pieces. It's the stomach.
Yeah, stomach. It's three pieces. So, it's cool. I'm trying to sell the gun to you. It'd be fair if you don't like it.
One of the things it can do is it can actually detach, and this will actually plant itself on the ground as a type of artillery tower, and then this will then take off. The core fighter will take off and do its own thing.
That's where the mobility pilot sits.
This thing was really good. This thing was really good as an anti-air assault.
Shouldn't there be three pilots?
No, because the guy in that drives the core fighter can control the leg, the treads.
Yeah, that's exactly where he is. So once once he blasts off, the treads just pretty much sit there.
Yeah, they're dead. They're
you're
useless.
Next.
That's a super cool toy.
And there you can actually see it a little bit.
That's
better,
a cool figure. I don't have one.
Next.
Get one. And then that's them, putting it together.
Next.
Pretty cool. But these things are kind of... these things.
That's
are,
it, straight fucking going over the dune and fucking your shit up.
Yeah, fucking... I can't tell if it's supposed to be going backwards or forwards in this, though.
I think...
It looks like it's going backwards.
It goes where it wanna go.
I know.
This thing fucks your
shit
up.
This thing hauls ball. It's fucking amazing.
What's that? A fucking mountain with 90-degree vertical climbs?
Now we got this.
We got this.
Fucking engage the Bethesda physics.
Next.
We're going to Skyrim up this bitch one way or another.
Right?
Let's be real. These things are better than the Zaku tanks.
By far, infinitely.
The Zaku tanks were junk.
Okay, we're done with this guy.
4.2. I fucking love these things.
3.8.
I'm at a 4.
It's like, if you need an artillery piece, you roll out motherfucking gun tanks.
Yeah, 3.8. As ridiculous as it is, I did tend to, for some reason, like these things a lot.
3.
Like I said, Hayato survived the entire fucking war in one.
3.76, moving on.
Okay. We are now going to view the possible RX-76. Yes, this is a thing.
Maybe.
Yes, it's something that would have existed.
It's
sir.
Yes.
Fucking Gundam lost his legs.
Okay. Let's. Okay.
They literally put a wheelchair and a mohawk on it.
When I was looking things up, and I don't know why, but something intrigued me, and I was like, "What the shit is the RX-76?" So I type it in, and it gave me this on a wiki with a maybe written next to it.
Okay.
Meaning it's unverified.
All right.
But there's a possibility that since the V Project parts were interchangeable, that might have been what it was.
Ronan, quit trying to steal my catchphrase.
Okay, hold on, go back real quick. I want you to look, let's break this down. The last picture really summed it up. Because...
See, this looks better than the last picture did.
But because the Gundam does have...
It's not that much better.
Because the Gundam does have eyes, actual, like, eyes and stuff, the last picture summed it up perfectly. He was so sad. Did you not see the sadness in
Well, Shane, when you're used to running around, shooting people all cool and shit, and suddenly you don't have legs anymore and you're stuck in a wheelchair for the rest of your life,
you're sad.
You would be sad, too.
And I would.
Just to be a super ridiculous clarifying asshole... Chat, this unit doesn't fly, so it's not what the flying fuck.
Yeah, it's what the rolling fuck.
It's what the rolling fuck.
I got this.
Is that like drinking a Rolling Rock while you're on the Rolling Rock?
No,
go back.
Because that's actually
go back.
Cool. Yeah, Bill, rewind. Rewind real quick.
Somebody hit the upgrade button.
Yeah, that's that joke. Hit the upgrade button. Go back! Go back! So that was the RX-76.
This Alexander guy's like, it's the Charles Xavier of the Gundams.
Yes.
So no, because that's not the future chair.
I'm going to give this shit a fucking 0.6. It is dumb.
It's a 0.4, Bill.
Well,
be honest.
So we give, okay, so...
We give it and we take it away, like his legs.
How points work. So what's going to happen here is half of it's cool. It gets half a point.
So it gets a 0.5.
So it's a 0.5?
0.5.
Bill, slide it over into the list for him then.
0.5.
It gets half a point because it's half cool.
Now let's move on.
I'm giving this a 1, so it ends up being a 0.6.
I thought you were going to give it a 0.5, so it balanced out perfectly to a 0.5.
We're going
to
move on from that catastrophe and go RX-7702, the gun cannon.
These are the
guns. All right. This is the good version.
This is the one that you want to buy.
This is the one that will shoot the dick off you and then kick you to oblivion.
Yes, this thing is actually... These things were... Kai survived the entire war in one of these.
And Hayato.
You know why?
Yeah.
Because he ran away.
Listen.
Next.
You know Yasha does not have to prove anything to you.
I actually thought these things were cool. Oh, and it has hands.
Yeah, these actually have hands so they can, I don't know, hold a gun.
Yes, their armor was, it's weird, their armor was superior but less bulky. They'd gotten a lot better at design. It usually carried two cannons top. It carried a set of Vulcan cannons on the head. Usually had a sniper rifle and did not need a shield. It could actually survive direct firepower.
Yes. Things were pretty damn sturdy. And they were red. And you know I like red, so.
Oh, that's a true statement for him. He does like red. That's a color scheme.
I mean, the red for these actually worked, though.
It does.
Next.
Like, if these were the normal white with, like, some red and blue. It wouldn't look as good.
Next.
I like the helmet pieces on these a lot better.
So you know that guy that designed the first
The antennas were moved
out?
To the back. They pretty much have the same antennas as the Gundam, but they're on the back of the head.
The guy's second attempt at designing these, he got it right the second time. So he probably didn't get promoted because he did kill a lot of people.
No, he probably got demoted, and then he probably got re-promoted back to where he was after he fixed the designs.
Right, so nothing really changed for him.
Next.
But these things are cool.
Scott's next. Still not impressed.
Okay, there we go.
I'm going to give it a 4. I do like the gun cannons.
Yeah, I'll back that. I think these things,
like
these
the
things are
solid. Like the beam rifle was a good armament for them. The double cannons were great, so that way it had some mid-range. It didn't have the same oomph that a gun tank did for artillery.
Right.
But it was good enough that it could, you know...
start clearing shit out as it was running through the field to come at you.
Right.
I mean, it is an upgrade from what they just did with the gun cannon. A much needed upgrade.
Is it better than the RX-76?
the Gundam can or the Gundam tank?
Two.
So yes, it is.
That fucking thing is
all right,
sad.
So I have 3 4s and a 2. I think I'm missing a U.
You're missing me.
Okay.
It's red chain.
4.
Yeah, see, there you go. It's like, it's red. Oh, yeah, fuck, it's a 4.
3.6.
By the way, if Char was Federation.
Here's the 78.
Shit. Here's the RX-78 2.
Yep.
Not the 1. The 2.
Here we go.
Gundam.
And this is the pinnacle of stuff.
That was
this.
The fucking star of the show right there.
Made of Gundanium, which is sturdy fucking material. Let's say that.
Oh, yeah. Fucking Zaku shot it, and it just stood up, and they went, oh, fuck.
The armament backing this thing was 2 beam sabers, the shield, a cannon, which could actually mount to the shoulder. It had Vulcan cannons on the head. It had the hyper bazooka and the Gundam hammer and the rifle.
Go ahead, man. Somebody said, if we made Pyramidus red, would Shane like it?
Don't you fucking dare. I will dick punch you so hard.
Data not found.
Good.
Next.
Shane didn't want to get punched in the dick.
Okay, so this was the first episode.
Yes.
This guy was, the Zaku thought he was really cool. Now
and then he got beam sabered in the chest.
But, yep. But this is what caused
ow!
His,
no.
You was
the
popping
first
off
one
all
is
that
what caused
good
it.
Really? Shit a second ago.
This guy is exactly where you realize Amuro is something strange because he blows the first one up and rips a hole in the colony. It's already losing air and this other Zaku jumps. And he realizes that if he does that again, he'll probably kill himself and rip himself out into space, as well as everybody else in the colony. So he has to make a perfect precision, 100% first time ever strike into only the cockpit, avoiding the generator completely, and he did it.
Yes, that guy got stabbed with a beam saber. He's not alive. Because you don't survive that. This thing.
And if he's still in there, he ain't happy.
He ain't happy. And by some gosh darn miracle. Yes, I did. I said gosh darn. He does survive that. He's a badass. With a wicked scar.
Next.
Beam rifle is its primary weapon.
Yes.
Yeah, that beam rifle is a bit different than all the other ones, too.
It's
that
very
one
powerful.
Actually had the handguard to help do the steady bit, and it also had the
scope thing,
optics on it to help him target.
And it was actually it was a beefy beam cannon. And that thing
it literally
hurt.
Fired off shots so strong it was comparable to the blasters that sat on the battleships.
Yes.
Yep,
it has 2 swords.
It
the
could,
fact that they called it a beam rifle was underselling it.
It
definitely
was,
underselling was a cannon.
It.
Yes,
yeah.
It also has a major problem too.
Yeah, you only could do, like, a couple shots and
no.
Then throw that bitch away.
No, it shoots with 100% accuracy. So if you start listing lazily to the left, you live.
Yep.
There was the Gundams, not just the Gundam, it was also a little bit of Amuro's problem as well, but the Gundam had finely tuned sensors, which mm-hmm. could zero in on things far beyond what some other units could, and it turned out to be some of their downfall as they figured out most units realized that if you were shooting at them, they just had to move.
Char figured that out quick.
It was also, and Rumble was the first person to point it out directly to him in battle. He said, "Your aim is perfect, boy. That's not a good thing."
It's like, no, you have to, whenever you're shooting at a moving target, you need to predict where they're going and shoot ahead of them.
Yep.
Not at them.
It's like Space Invaders.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Next.
That
thing
Haru.
Looks so fucking cool.
That little thing is Haru. What it does for the Gundam is nothing.
Yep.
Annoys the shit out of you.
Hello, I'm a rope.
Next.
That's when you smash it and send it out into space, be like, I don't know what happened to it.
Oh, Haru's cool.
Next.
Goddamn Gundam must have got it. Oh,
actually, later down the road in Gundam 00,
mm-hmm.
or 00, or however you want to call it, one of the pilots actually hooks up his Haru system into his Gundam.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's the sniper of the team.
Mm-hmm.
And he has his sniping skills are
mm-hmm.
impressive. He can shoot you from space. He can be on the ground laying down and shoot you while you're in space.
Mm-hmm.
He's dangerous. He's also my favorite in that show. But anyway, that's awesome. Like I said, he has two swords. That shield can be damaged. Didn't Rumba cut it in half?
Yes, but yeah. That shield takes an amazing amount of punishment before it finally yields.
Now, that's the original shield, like I said.
Now, the Gims also got a kind of shield like that.
But it wasn't nearly.
But they did not take the same kind of punishment.
That's one of those things about mass production. When you're building something from hard quality and you make it and it's fucking this, then you mass produce it on a.
You're gonna be cutting a lot of corners.
Yeah, once it goes to the economic scale, it lost a lot of power becoming the gym.
Well, yeah, that like we had said before it. That's more like the old night shields that had the slits. That way you could see. So that way you can have your defense up while you're marching forward.
Because mm-hmm, mm-hmm. he held this. It could connect to his arm, but he actually held the shield.
Can you go? Can we go next real quick?
And yes, this was another design feature. He would clip that shield to his back at times.
Yes, yes, yep. He can.
Next,
yes.
Do what?
Yes, next. I want to. Okay, I see what he's talking about.
What?
Oh, he's talking
Super
about
wiki.
The chest vents.
Yes, why do the chest vents keep changing? One minute it has yellow outlines and the other it doesn't.
You see that in a lot of artwork. I don't know why that is. You see that? It's like they can't really decide from artist to artist how they want the chest
but
vents to be.
But in the show, it had the yellow.
Yeah. Yep. So. Next.
Oh, you're...
That looks so fucking sweet.
And this is the mobile suit that Japan actually built in their park and had...
No.
Was it?
No, that's Ready Player One. Where they actually showed first...
I'm talking about this is the mobile suit that they put in Japan.
Yeah, but that's what this is, and I got it specifically because there's always been talk of live-action Gundam and whether or not a movie would work, and...
That one kid turns into a fucking... Yeah, becomes a Gundam. It was actually pretty cool.
Yep. Yeah.
I like that part of the movie.
Next.
But, like, yeah, it...
Okay.
When it comes to Gundam, this is Japan's Star Wars, is what Bill always tells us. And it's true. This is legitimately their Star Wars. This is their big-ass thing.
Now, this
which
is
why they built a life-size model of the RX-78 that you can go climb inside of.
Even comes equipped with space wizards, essentially.
Yeah, and it has space wizards.
Yep.
That's what a new type is.
A new type, yeah. They just don't have... I mean...
They just don't do, like, fucking bougie shit like a Jedi.
Hey, do the hand thing.
Do the hand thing. I actually did watch all the Mandalorian. I
fucking
love that show.
I know, it's so great.
So next, that fight.
There's the big Zom.
His head and arm.
Fucking big Zom! I just realized those little antenna things on his head. I think those are antennas.
Yes.
Yes.
Amuro could have just grabbed onto those and just made it his like little righty bitch. Fucking move, Zom!
Have you ever seen the big Zom, Scott?
No. It's essentially two gigantic legs and about 8,000 cannons.
It has no arm.
So a zero.
Kind of.
It has no arms. It's essentially a fucking mobile fortress.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
And when it walks, you don't want to be in front of it.
It's huge.
Because it will kick your mobile suit in half.
Let's be real for a minute. The RX-78 is not a small mobile suit, and it's standing on top of it. This thing was enormous, and it got destroyed. That's because Amuro knew what he was doing.
Pew!
That cannon.
Pew, pew, pew.
But yeah, that is the star of the show. I mean, the show is called Mobile Suit Gundam, and his name, that is like Gundam. So.
Next.
Look how cool that is.
It is, dude.
Will you build me one?
Yeah.
Like a life-size
one
so I can take it to work?
We're only going with the actual mobile suits.
Right.
Today, we're not going into, like, the mobile armors or the vehicles, so we're not going to do, like, the Skyrider or any of the gauze or anything like that. Big Zom technically because it's a mobile fortress?
No, I did not put those jokes in there. I almost did. I saw what you sent me. Ronan sent me these jokes because the artwork is horrifically inconsistent in the 70s, where they made a bunch of variant suits for the Gundam to match the ridiculousness of the screw-ups in artwork. Next.
He just cut a...
But see, I've learned from problems like that when I come in here and I'm supposed to be doing a show that's built on aesthetics and we get the worst fucking pyramid pictures that ever existed and I'm still dealing with it today.
It's true. It's true.
Kind of not wrong.
But it's funny.
Next.
For us. Bill's so pissed off about it.
Oh, Bill's giving me shit. Ain't the only one. Like.
Oh, yeah. Hey, that was a nice heat saber you had there, guy.
Okay, so...
Now it's back there.
So Rumba lost this fight, as you can see. Because there's his arms with his sword.
Behind Amuro.
Behind Amuro.
Yes.
So Amuro wins, but... And there's Kai back there. He's pretty chilling.
He's back. He just came into the
enemy. But yeah. That was a good fight. Good fight.
Yes.
Good fight. One of the better fights in the series.
Next.
That's not where Ramba died, was it?
No.
Yes. No. Well, okay.
Ramba got killed.
Yes and no. He escapes that and then dies invading White Base on foot because he said he would take White Base.
And
he was a man of his word.
God, he was going to take it.
And even without the mobile suits, he said, fuck it. I'll take him hand to hand, gun inside the White Base.
Unfortunately, he saw Sayla. And he knew exactly who that was.
And that got him killed.
And he wasn't paying attention. He got shot. That's why they
say... Well, and he knew Sayla.
Yep, he did.
Yep.
And that's
why he was like, oh.
Yeah, he stops and he's like, what the fuck? What are you doing here? And while he's mesmerized by the events taking place, he gets shot.
And that's the reason for the joke. In the middle
of
a battle,
to remember.
Rumble Roll forgot
to fight.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm trying to remember, did Sayla recognize Ramba?
Yes.
Yes, she knew him.
Dude, it's been so long since I've actually sat down and watched the whole series.
I've watched
parts of it with you recently, but that was not one of the episodes.
That's the first one he took out that blew a hole in the colony.
Yes. As you can see, that's a massive explosion. And colonies, you don't want to put a hole in them.
Yep.
Because you kind of funded. And he actually, essentially, he didn't kill his dad. He fucked his dad up for life.
Yeah, gave his dad a form of brain damage through loss of
air. Hey, Bill, there might be a reason to watch Gundam Builders now.
Why?
I guess Ramba Roll is the mentor of the main character.
From what I understand, that show is weird. I'm interested in it, but it's evidently kind of weird. Next.
Yes, he helped Sayla and Char escape from the Zombies in Origins.
Yep.
That's why.
That was the reason why I really started... hardcore liking Ramba Roll.
Ramba's good. Mm-hmm. He's a good guy.
Was because of watching Origins with Bill. It's like, holy shit, this is fucking dope.
Next. There we are. We're done.
4.7.
Yeah, I'll do 5 on him as well.
5. Come on. This is the first Gundam.
I like him, and I like the guff.
And yes, later down the road with other Gundam series, there are Gundams that look cooler than him, but he is the OG.
Oh, he is the OG. That's why he 4.7.
4.
Awesome, you love it. Now you want to pilot it. I'll build your
4.66. Moving on.
Oh shit, we've only got 2 left.
Oh, guess what? Guess what's winning now?
Okay.
Yep. Yeah, it's not the goof anymore.
This will not be winning, just to give you a heads up.
What the fuck?
B-parts.
This is the RX-7802 B-parts.
Mm, it looks dumb.
It's
kind of is.
It's dumb.
It's not letting you open.
It doesn't even want me to see this catastrophe.
It's like, this is so bad.
There it is.
Oh, that's right.
It's fucking...
I forgot about that.
So instead of legs, it has a plane.
No, it still has legs.
Fucking Scott's face.
Shane,
it still has legs.
It just connects to the plane.
It's just attached to the plane because the plane will launch it.
Right.
Yep. And then break off and go do its own shit.
Let's make this an extra toy, because we add on a plane.
Kinda.
Yeah.
Hey man, Gundam is nothing but a fucking toy line.
It's true. It's true.
Next.
Oh, so good. Hey, the WB.
Next.
There we go.
0.
I remember that.
this gets a 1.5.
Yeah, give this a 0.5. It's fucking dumb.
Hey, Nick, it's a rocket man.
Well, because it's just...
Rocket of man.
Because it's just the legs.
And it's going to be a long, long time.
And not the waist up. It's just the legs.
Oh, wait a minute.
Give it a 0.75.
Wait a minute. I know kind of where Ronan's going.
Throw that over on the list.
I kind of know where this is going with for Ronan. Hey, guess what? At least the wings are on the right way!
Yeah, I'll kind of go with the 1.5 Nick threw down.
That's right. I went there.
Oh,
so
shit.
I'm missing one person. Because I've got a 0, a 1.5, a 0.75, and a 1.5.
Then,
oh, okay. There it was.
Yeah, you missed Bill.
Oh, shit, the next thing. Let's not,
my bad, sorry, guy.
When you put on
that's
overly
a 0.85.
There we go.
I like that.
Can we skip this?
Oh,
The YMS-15 Gyne.
Let's skip it. Just skip it. We don't care.
I already threw down on
a
1.
Now you made it.
Oh, the Gyne's here finally. Fancy bot. Pokey pokey. This dude shuffles sideways at you.
It's a fencing one.
It's legitimately a fencing mobile suit.
Next.
He will stand to the side like that, and he will charge at you, kind of.
Behind me, I got it on the video game.
Oh, yeah. I forgot you did.
Stuff.
I forgot.
You got that for free?
Yeah.
He got
That's
fucked.
Not what I got for free.
No, it was a... You basically just got a random mobile suit for free.
Yeah, I got a
like,
Gel-Dude.
I was hoping to get the fucking Easy 8, but I didn't. And I was sad.
I didn't get anything special, but it was better than that.
Yeah.
I think I got a Zaku 2 and something else.
Look at that. You came out a winner.
Yeah, I know. I didn't get a Gyne.
Okay, so let's talk about it. This one was piloted by Mahakuve.
Mahakuve!
Long ago.
Now, Ma'akuve's a douche, so we don't care. This thing sucks.
Long ago.
This thing is getting a low score for me, but that's just because I don't like this
thing. A foolish space Nazi.
Wielding a piece of shit. Stepped up to oppose me.
So I sent in Amuro Ray with the Gundam, and he killed that bitch.
Enough said.
Moving on. Fucking look at him. He does not have a beam saber. He has a beam rapier.
Yes.
Because it's raping him.
No, that's a fencing weapon. Is a rapier.
He's next.
Is it this thing? Okay, can't his shield shoot?
Technically, it's a beam lance.
The shield actually hides a whole bunch of rockets that fire out.
There you go.
So it can put the shield forward. And then if you were making a slice at him and you made connection with the shield, he could then just fire the rockets into you. And
yeah, he would just blast you in the face with the shield, which was kind of neat, but it's still dumb.
Okay, just because the shield is cool does not make the rest of it cool.
Like, later on, this design would also be somewhat used later on for some of the custom high-class command gims,
yeah,
where they would get these fucking sweet shields that could fire missiles and shoot guns.
Well, the big thing is, we are, like you said before, a beauty pageant.
Yes, we are.
Now, the design for this was going more towards... I hate saying this because I really hate the French, but...
Damn!
The French are more of the fencing folk back in the more medieval days and such. That's what this is more designed off of, was French knights. That's why it's got the big poofy pauldrons.
Would that also include, like, jousting kind of stuff?
Not really. Jousting was more of an English tradition.
Okay, yeah. Originally, what he's saying is that... It was bounced because the Gelgoog ended up being a superior model. Actually, because of the rewrite from Origins and the retelling of the history, Mahakuve, this was a high-class, high-performance mobile suit.
Close-range combat.
But Mahakuve actually decreed, when he took it out on the battlefield, that it should be unique and it was not to go into any form of mass productions, and he ordered the blueprints and designs scrapped. So it became a one of a kind.
It was only piloted by Mahakuve.
Yes, so now it is only piloted by Mahakuve.
Same idea.
Ma'ak.
But as much as we all hate on the guy, I do like the design because I know where it's coming from.
It just doesn't perform.
It's just it definitely leaves something to desire or leaves something to be desired in the bedroom. It does not perform up to standard.
Next.
No. But that does look fucking sweet. It just sucks so bad.
Next.
Get out of here. I want to win.
Fuck you, Char.
You fuck that shit.
I'm going to fight
that
this
one. That is Char, motherfucker. He will own you. He isn't a Gelgoob, which is a superior model.
Next. Okay.
Hey, quick question. It's been a long time since I've seen the series. Did Char kill him? Please say yes.
No, Amuro killed Ma'akuve.
Damn. I wanted Char to do it.
Char technically...
Did Char set him up to die like he did with fucking...
Technically, because of everything that's happened in Origins and things of that nature, he died off-screen.
Oh. I thought Amuro
killed him. I originally thought so, too. But because of the retelling from Origins, he did not die by the hands of Amuro. He died later on in an evacuation.
Oh, that's right.
And he basically died off-screen in another book called, like, Char's Last Chance or something.
And I'm pretty sure Char could have done something. He
Which
was like,
actually
nah,
tells
it.
It tells what was happening at the end of a Bawaku. No, it's not a Bawaku. I think it's at the end of Solomon.
Solomon.
Wasn't Char's Last Chance the thing that was at the Phantom Events recently?
No, that's Counterattack.
That was Counterattack.
Okay.
That was legitimately a full feature movie showing his last stand, his last hurrah.
So I'm trying.
That was the.
I'm trying my damnedest not to be biased
Zazabai.
Oh, that. Oh, yeah, that's right. The Zazabai.
In an attempt.
But he had the hurrah. Yeah. God damn it.
The Hyakushiki.
Hyakushiki before
Zeta,
that.
Yes.
In an attempt, a massive attempt to avoid grading unfairly, because I fucking detest Makuve.
We have to go
that
with
unit
the
is going to get a 2.
Oh.
It kind of looks like a knight. It kind of has a cool idea. Its shield is neat. Its color scheme is fine. I don't like it, though.
That's fair. At least you're not hating on it because Ma'akuve. I'm going to give it a 3.7 because I understand what they were going for. I like the design for it. It's a shitty fucking hunk of junk in terms of functionality and, you know, not dying.
The guy is stupid because of what it can do. But that's not what we're here for.
No, it's a beauty pageant, like you said.
Pie.
Ah, it's a 3.14.
Delicious. Nope, I gotta get to the scientific. Here we go.
Oh, god damn it, Seth.
There's the pie. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, cool. Divide that by 5. 2.16831853307. So, a 2.17.
Wait, did Scott rate it?
Yeah, I gave it a 1. Yeah, he gave it a 1, and so did I.
I didn't hear you.
Oh, we said at the beginning.
Oh,
that's the
okay.
Suits for today, so here's the finish off. Just cool imagery.
Has no head.
That's right. We come back, only do one episode, but that motherfucker's 3 hours long. Enjoy the return.
Next.
Yep.
I got some that I thought were really fucking cool.
I do like that. It does look nice.
Well, you were right on that one. That is very cool. Probably the coolest.
I see.
Well, it's only the second picture. Let's continue.
Next.
So far,
there's the colony drop.
Killed so many people.
It killed a ridiculous amount of people. Yes.
To space Nazis.
Mm-hmm.
Next.
Still like Char.
Still space Nazi.
That's the 8th MS team.
Yes, it is.
Yep.
You can tell because their shield says 08.
Mm-hmm. Next. also from the 8th MS team.
Yep.
Which we will get to later. Next.
And just think, we get to go through Zeta and Double Zeta at some point.
There's one of the mod goofs.
Oh, is that one of the...
Yep, see, it's got the shield, but it's carrying one of those actual guns.
Instead of that stupid shooty gun hand.
Mm-hmm. I've got one of these on the on Battlefield 2, on the battle
Operations
2. Yeah, Battle Operations 2, I've got that unit.
I really, really wish I still had a PlayStation right now. I really need to try to get that replaced.
I haven't been playing it because of only one reason.
Nobody to play
with. I have to have an actual team of real people that I can speak with on mic to even stand a chance. That is by far team game.
Your raid unit.
Yes.
Shane, when he was actually playing, he's a support, and I was always the general because I like to use the Gundam. Because I got really good with the Gundam.
I was a sniper.
Yeah.
Well, like I said, if I can get internet over at the apartment sometime here within next month or two and get the PlayStation hooked up.
And then sit there for 6 weeks while it updates.
Next.
Yeah, you got a lot of updates to go through, bud.
No, because I could set that up to run while I'm at work.
That's the drop at Jaburo.
Jaburo?
Yeah. Actually, it
depends on how
you
say it. Those are DOMs right there.
It's a quite
that's
a big
one of the
fair.
That's a modified GUF up here in the corner on the right. Right above him is a normal GUF. That's a Zaku 2 falling down in the mainframes here. That's the, over on the right in the bottom. That's one with the missile legs and everything. So it has a different setup.
And those are, trying to remember, those are the GAWs, right?
Yes, the things that are dropping units. Yes, those are GAWs. GAWs attack carriers.
Well, because I remember...
GAW attack carriers.
Yeah, it's G-A-W.
Yep.
It was an acronym, because there was also another one, and I can't remember what the hell they're called.
Next.
Okay. That picture is awesome. It is just slightly under the red Zaku one, but just barely.
Fucking Shane.
Just barely.
Oh, my gosh. Next. This guy likes Gundam, Shane.
His room is cooler than mine.
I can't argue.
Did you find, like, an address so we could go see it?
Ooh, what's that? What's that one with the big wings down there on the shelf?
Big wings. Here?
Bottom left, yeah. Which one is that?
I think
try to zoom in.
From the look of the wings, I'm going to tell you that's from Seed. Because Seed had a thing.
I think that's
design.
The Freedom.
Yes, but remember, I think
it might be.
Cross had a wing set. X.
Yeah, but that looks more like the Freedom's. Well, maybe not the Freedom's wings. I can't tell. It's too pixelated.
I was going to say, how can you anything right now?
Well, no, it's. I'm trying to also remember because I watched a lot of Seed and a bit of Seed Destiny.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to remember exactly what the Freedom looked like.
Because
honestly,
I like this
I didn't
idea
really
where he
care
took all his
too
boxes.
Much for the Freedom. Right. I liked the Strike better.
Okay, next.
Everyone's saying it's the Freedom, so.
It's fucking sick.
So I was right. It's the Freedom.
That's
the good deal.
That's one of the machine guns for the Gims.
That's definitely the third best picture I've seen so far.
Next.
Smoking
Shane.
A cigarette.
Okay, that might
hey,
be.
Hey, you smoking yet?
Okay, that might be my favorite picture. This guy doesn't give a fuck.
This guy's like, dude, I've seen some shit. I'm going to light me up one.
Next. Everybody leaving White Base.
White Base is awesome.
Yeah, the White Base is a really cool thing.
The Pegasus class.
Next.
Even though it doesn't look like a horse.
Oh, you're in trouble. Fucking.
That Gim is like, damn it, my camouflage!
That's one of those snipers.
Yes,
that's what Shane uses on the game.
Oh, there's me dying.
He was like, yeah, I get to go hide over. Ah, fuck.
No, it's okay, Shane, because you're like, oh, no, but then I fly out of nowhere and stab him. And I'm like, I got you, buddy.
In that situation, I hope to fucking God you do. I'm going to die.
I don't see you anywhere.
You see that explosion?
The closest person
I'm in that explosion.
The closest person is me, and I'm playing Dom Combat over here, so
it's true.
He's probably dead.
All right, it was nice knowing you guys.
Next,
it's okay, you'll respawn.
Oh, that's awesome!
It is,
dude. I like
it's
that.
Fucking sick.
The hell is that big ass motherfucker up there?
Check that out, Shane. right here in the top left corner. And then right below it is New Gundam. This is one of the variants of New Gundam.
Yep.
Upper right shelf on the far left. Top shelf. Yep.
This dude here?
Yeah, what is that?
I'm not sure.
Wait a minute. Could that be?
That's not the Zom.
Could I be?
Some of it's really hard to see because this picture is...
Could that be what I think it is? What? Is that the GPO-3?
No.
Where?
Because, on the top corner, because remember, no. It came in that mobile armor type thing.
No, well, no, I don't think it is, but I get what you're getting at. I know the GPO-3 is right here.
Because of the shield.
Yeah, because there's the retarded huge shield.
That's a GPO-2.
Yeah, the GPO-2, oh, yeah, that's the GPO-2. And the GPO-1, I don't see that anywhere.
Could be next
there's to the, he's got a line of endless waltz sitting here on his shelf.
Yep. You can tell because
I'm sad because I'm not
Death Scythe, heavy arms.
I'm not
there's
seeing
the angel right there.
God Gundam.
There's the Sandrock, and I can't see. I'm assuming.
To be fair, compared
that
to all these other models, the God Gundam would probably be like this big.
Yeah, he would be a smaller one because that's a small unit.
Bite me.
No, I'm talking about from the angle it's at.
Oh, I know.
You'd literally be like that. Be
guy's
like,
got
no.
cool shit. Guy's got cool shit. I hand it to him.
I think God Gundam might be bigger than the F-91.
It's true.
Next.
That thing was itty-bitty.
Yeah, the F-91 was super itty-bitty.
Well,
yeah.
It was so quick.
But it also turned into a plane, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's
kind of like the Double Zeta.
It was so fast it left a fucking after image.
Actually, wait. It was the Double Zeta transforming into a plane, right?
Yes.
Okay. It's like, next. I was trying to remember. Oh, wait. The Zeta did too, didn't it?
Mm-hmm. I think so. But
The Double Zeta just had the retarded huge boosters on it.
Yes.
Double Zeta.
Okay.
The Double Zeta looked way more like a plane.
Yeah, well, it was more of like an armor-plated plane, whereas the Zeta was like a fighter jet.
Pretty much.
Pretty sure this is a Bawaku.
That's solid.
I'm pretty sure this is... No, I think this is a Bawaku. I think this is when they're actually... They forced their way in.
Yeah, that's
it could be Solomon. It could very well be Solomon, but I have... Because
it's hard to tell.
A Bawaku was almost like the... Was...
It ended the 1-year war.
Yeah, but it was how much ground fighting took place.
I mean, ground fighting in space.
Once it got there.
The closest thing
but
to
then
ground
again,
ground.
Solomon was the same idea. There was
space
a lot of ground fighting. I've seen Gelgoogs, which is making me think that this is not about, Solomon.
Yeah, because Solomon, there wasn't any Gelgoogs, right? Again, haven't seen it in forever, so
I'm trying
I can't
to remember.
Remember
if the Gelgoogs anime wise were there. I don't
think they showed up till after.
Because you can see
I remember seeing the Gelgoogs first when they went to Texas Colony, and I can't remember if that was right before Solomon or right after Solomon.
Somewhere in that time era.
Texas Colony I think was before Solomon.
After Solomon, because Lala dies right after Solomon, doesn't she? Because they take Solomon, they set a field base at Solomon, a Federation field base, and she starts taking pot shots at them, taking out ships. And they can't figure out if it's faulty, something wrong with their ships, or if they are under attack at first, because it seems like they're being destroyed from nothing.
And then Amuro.
And that's when Amuro kept hearing that sound in his mind every time she attacked. Her link would let off this humming sound like a song, like la, 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 la. And he kept hearing that, like, what the fuck is that?
And he was like,
and then something would blow up. And then that's when he started realizing, he was like, there's something out there.
It's like, I need to get rid of this damn song in my head, so I'm going to blow up that ship.
Next.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he technically, EZA.
Yes!
It's fucking sweet.
One of the coolest fucking not actual Gundams.
It is pretty sweet.
It's a Gundam, but it's not a Gundam.
Next.
It's the I Can't Believe It's Not Gundam Gundam.
Shit.
There you go, Shane.
Holy fuck.
This guy built a couple Gundams.
It's a big-ass monster over on that side.
One or two tops.
Oh, and by the way, the one on the left here, I think that's the 3.
Oh, that is. Yep. That's the GPO-3. Because if you look very closely, you can see the a black cannon. Like, he's holding it. If you look very closely, he came out in a mobile armor type thing. When that got destroyed, it opened up and it popped out the fucking GPO-3 Gundam.
Mm-hmm. Damn it.
There's new Gundam.
I hate you, Bill.
Why?
Because you had to start singing the little humming song that went into Amuro's head.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, I've played way too many different games in my time, one of them being the Katamari games. So now all I'm hearing in my head is la 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 la, blow up all your stuff.
Next. Couple Gundams.
God damn it.
One or two. Not that much.
Actually, this is that shelf from that dude's computer room.
Yes, it is.
Nice.
Just a better shot of it.
He has Epion.
Yeah, now you
can. Okay, yeah, so what the fuck is that top left one now?
Can you...
It's a, it's a... God damn it! Puru,
fucking the, Cubalace.
No.
Psycho?
No, that
those
was
are the only two that I can remember for Puru.
No. God! Started with a Q.
No, he. This
why I said the Cubalay.
No, it's not a Cubalay.
Because that starts with Q.
I think he's saying it in chat. It starts with a K.
Kasha.
Is that it?
Tyria.
From Gundam Unicorn. Oh, then that's not what I thought it was at all.
From Gundam Unicorn? Haven't seen Unicorn.
I thought it was that weird. I don't even know how to explain it. I know it's green, has those big things that they're not arms. They're like these big fucking pod things that close up and then they open and shoot. And I know Puru, I think Puru 2 was in it. No, that's not the Cubalay. The Cubalay, there's a white, black, and red variant, and Haman is famous for it. And Puru's had them, but that's not the one I'm thinking of.
No, the Cubalays have a very specific design.
Yeah. Trust me, because I'm a fan of the Cubalay.
Look that up. I think he's telling me exactly what it is right there. Quinn Mansa?
Oh, the Queen Mansa?
Is that what it is?
Oh, okay. Yeah, I think I know which one
it's not that,
now.
if they're right, but that's the thing that I thought it was when I seen it, if that's what I'm thinking.
I don't know if it was spelled Queen, though. I think it's like Quinn Mansa.
It's the NZ000 Queen Mansa, yeah.
Yeah, see, that's what I thought it was at first. It's not, but that's what I thought it was.
Nope, I was wrong.
That think that's what it is supposed to be.
God damn it, phone.
Hey, look.
Anyway, there's Makuave.
Yeah, I see him.
And that's what really matters.
It's from Double Zeta.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, Double Zeta?
Is what it said.
That's right. Isn't that, that's where the unit, yeah.
Yeah, Double Zeta.
Okay. Next. Holy balls.
Hey,
lots of cool shit.
Hey, Bill.
Yeah.
His Gundam collection makes yours look small.
That's because mine is small now. Mine used to be a lot better.
Okay, my bad.
Can you zoom into the middle and go down to the second to bottom shelf?
Here?
Yes.
Down here with God?
Yeah, there's God Gundam.
What am I trying to find?
I know that he was looking for God, and we found him.
Okay, we're done with that.
Can calm it down on the caps, though.
There you go, Shane.
Yeah, it's because he's a fucking natural-born leader.
Next.
Somebody should have shot that kid in the head.
Dang.
Just saying.
Dang.
Like a hell I can't.
Next.
I know I'm biased. I get it.
Fucking
next.
Get your wipe at... Yes.
That's the custom.
Yes.
That's Packard.
Good.
Yeah, that's Packard.
He had a bad time.
Next.
I don't know. Looks like he stabbed the shit out of somebody.
No, he dies.
So, Shane, you're walking in the woods.
And you come across of that.
What am I piloting? Oh, I'm in a Zaku.
This.
I'm in a Zaku, too. I can tell by guys with the gun.
Yep. You're dead.
Okay, first off, can I explain something? I'm really excited that I'm piloting a Zaku. My excitement dies down when I see that. And then I do this. I open up my cockpit with a white flag. Please don't kill me.
Bang, dead.
Damn it. Or bang. I can drop my gun and be like,
bang, dead.
And I'm fighting it.
Bang, dead.
Well, then I'm dead. Look at that.
Oh, actually, wait, no. Unless it's me, then I just shoot your legs out and walk away.
True.
Well, at least I lived.
You said bang, bang, and I was like, ah, fuck,
no,
I
just
can't
say
move.
Bang, and both legs go away.
Go. That's kind of true.
There's Packard versus the Easy Eight.
That is never a good idea to go up against the Easy Eight.
Actually, you believe it or not.
Because he will punch you.
Yeah, but Packard nearly killed him.
If Packard's intention was to kill him, he'd be dead.
His job was to distract him, not to kill.
Ask what game that was.
I don't think that was a game. I think that was just somebody's next. Artist rendition.
Next.
God damn it. I gotta...
Bitch! Fuck your house!
Ow, my house! I just finished paying on it! We just put a new roof on!
Now you have to put another one.
I hope our insurance covers this.
I like this guy's response down here. Is like, do. I'm like, and the guy running out's like, what the fuck, dude? Just run, you dumb son of a bitch.
No, no, no. See, I understand what that guy on the ground shooting is trying to do. He's trying to shoot the hose.
Good luck.
You put a few holes in the hose, it'll leak.
Yeah. Next.
Damn it, our hydraulic fluid.
Fucking, I've been in this situation right here. Fucking knife fight on the ground while Gundams are fighting above me. Ugh.
Yep.
That's some nerve-wracking shit right there.
No, you want to know what's the best, though? While that's going on, you have your buddy fly past you with a bazooka and start planting a bomb on the enemy's base.
Yeah, I know.
And then they hide inside of the enemy base's fucking thruster unit.
Yeah, you'll know me if you ever meet
me
in the game.
And shoot a missile.
You ever meet me in the game, you'll know me because I almost always use a raid goof and almost always, every time you see me, I will be white and black in a type of Skull Zaku. Next. That's it. We're done here.
Well, unless some of the rest of us are joining in and then we use the, quote, clan colors, end quote.
Well, I hope you all enjoyed our Gundam episode.
Fucking 3-hour stream.
Right? No
you
shit.
You are welcome.
We're back.
We are back, bitches.
And our next episode will
is
be
Shane Suffering.
Shane Suffers.
I'm looking forward a lot to Shane Suffering.
Followed by, you suffered enough. Here's a we're sorry for making you suffer that much.
Yes, Bill, I see your thumbs up. Wiggling it doesn't change the fact.
We're doing it because you always wave and go, bye.
Oh, yeah, we're done here. We'll see you guys next time. Bye.
Hey, guys, did you like that podcast? If so, remember to check out FandomNight.com. At FandomNight.com, you can drop a line to this show, or you could check out other podcasts as well. We cover all kinds of topics, everything from comic books, wrestling, movies, TV shows, video games, animes, mangas. It's outrageous. We seem to have a podcast for just about everything, and you have access to it just by going over to FandomNight.com. So check it out, guys. We're going to get out of here.